My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Listeners have already secured their network data. Join them. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, it has been very clear for a long time in the United States that the left has moved further left over the course of the last 20 years than the right has moved right. And this is clear in pretty much every area of politics. You'd be hard-pressed to find an issue on which the right has actually moved right, meaning the Republican Party has moved right. You can make the case that the Republican Party has gotten tactically more radical. So, for example, holding up the nomination of Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. But that was in direct response to Harry Reid nuking judicial nomination filibusters, for example. You can say that the right has gotten more radical in terms of how it interprets elections. But that followed a pattern of Democrats doing exactly that in 2000 and 2004, and then again in 2016. So it's you can say that the right has gotten more reactionary in terms of its tactics. But in terms of actual political positioning, there is no question that the right has not gotten more radical and the left has gotten significantly more radical over time. The reason this comes up today is because Elon Musk put out a tweet, and it's a tweet of a meme. And it demonstrates how people perceive American politics to have gone. And the left is just wildly upset with this meme. So here's what the meme shows. It shows a spectrum, left, center, and right. The year 2008. It shows conservatives standing on the right, the center, located at the center of the line, and it shows a stick figure labeled me, slightly to the left of center, and then my fellow liberal all the way on the left. 2012 shows same spectrum, now it's wider, the spectrum. A conservative is still standing on the right. The center has actually moved to the left, and where it says me, still slightly left of center, and says my fellow liberal, and then all the way to the left, like running to the left. And then it says 2021. Over on the right, the conservative is still where the conservative always was. And he says, LOL. And then the center has now moved way to the left. And me is now center right. And woke progressive is way the hell out to the left, far away from everyone, shouting bigot at everybody else. This is an accurate meme. It is. The reason that independents largely poll like moderate Republicans now is not because the right got more right and the left got more left. It's because the right is basically stagnant in terms of its positions. In fact, there's a good case to be made that the right is actually more socially liberal and economically liberal than it was back in 2008. In 2008, it was the position of both major political parties that traditional marriage was the actual way that marriage was to be done in the United States. In 2008, it was the position of both major political parties that the police were good. In 2008, it was the position of both major political parties that America was at root a place of liberty and decency and that the American story was a good one. Barack Obama ran on this platform in 2008. By 2021, the left had abandoned virtually all of those issues and has now embraced radicalism on every one of those issues. And by the way, so have many Republicans. Right? The untold story of the Republican Party is that the Republican Party, there are members of the Republican Party who voted in favor of the so-called Equality Act, which enshrines gender identity in the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Like, there are members of the Republican Party who have embraced gay marriage in toto, including, by the way, President Trump, who basically did so. Okay, that is the Republican Party moving left on social issues. And yet the media are wildly upset with this meme. They suggest that Elon Musk has it all wrong. The left hasn't moved left. The right moved right and the left moved left. And that's why the polarization happened. No, that is incorrect. The left moved left culturally. The right actually moved left culturally, but not nearly as fast as the left did. The center moved left. The difference is that the left is moving so far, so fast to the left that the reaction is now very, very strong. And the left has left a lot of people behind. If you actually spent some time last night reading through the 2008 Republican platform, there's nothing in the 2008 Republican platform that has massively changed other than the strong defense of traditional marriage in the 2008 Republican platform. In 2020, that plank had been somewhat watered down, shall we say. But other than that, platforms are virtually identical. You can say, by the way, fiscally, that the Republican Party has gotten more liberal. Fiscally, the Republican Party has stopped talking about deficit reduction. The Republican Party has stopped talking about balanced budget amendments. The Republican Party doesn't talk about spending anymore. And that is the legacy of President Trump, because he realized that was a political liability. He left that behind. So the only problem with the graphic that Elon Musk tweeted out is that it shows that the right is stagnant. That's not correct. The right actually moved to the left. The center moved to the left, and the left moved way the hell to the left. But it's when you look at the 2008 Democratic Party that you see how far this party has moved. We'll get to more of this in just a moment. But first, a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
Now, the stock market's at a record high. Again. Things are looking up. Houses are selling in a week. Interest rates are still crazy low. And to top it all off, the government printed $5 trillion in new money. You might have noticed that all of this doesn't add up. It's like those plates spinning on top of those sticks. When they stop, it all comes crashing down, right? You need to keep your cash safe, not crashing down. Using precious metals is a well-proven way to do this. In a gold or silver IRA 401k rollover, you even get tax breaks while you bomb-proof your money. To find out how you can do this, you need to talk to one of Noble Gold's representatives. They're patient and knowledgeable and can help you navigate the precious metals market. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying IRA that you start. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more, or visit our website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Investing involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Let me read you a section from the 2008 Democratic Party platform. Okay, this is from the Democratic Party platform. Quote, at a time when our nation's officers are being asked both to provide traditional law enforcement services and to help protect the homeland, taking police off the street is neither tough nor smart. We reject this disastrous approach. This is the Democratic Party platform, 2008. We support and will restore funding to our courageous police officers and will ensure that they are equipped with the best technology, equipment, and innovative strategies to prevent and fight crime. Circa 2020, the defund the police movement was part and parcel of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party was preaching about the evils of systemic racism inside police. That's a pretty wide gap. In 2008, Barack Obama went to Saddleback Church to speak with Rick Warren, and he had this to say about his definition of marriage, 2008.
I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. Now, for me as a Christian, for me as a Christian, it's also a sacred union. God's in the mix.
Okay, that's bigot Barack Obama. Tear down all the statues. Obviously, that man is a homophobe and a transphobe of epic proportion. That was Barack Obama circa 2008. By the way, it was Barack Obama's presence on the ballot in 2008 that probably got Prop 8 to pass in California. Black voters showed up in droves to vote for Barack Obama in 2008 in the presidential election, and they simultaneously voted to enshrine traditional marriage in the Constitution of the state of California, which Democrats then appealed and Kamala Harris refused to defend and all the rest of this. Okay, so Elon Musk's tweet is correct. And the reason it matters, folks, is because when you look at how the political spectrum is shifting, the left has to insist, they have to gaslight you, they have to lie, they have to insist that the right is radical. The right has gotten more radical. Now, again, when it comes to tactics, you can make the case that the right is more radical because, of course, President Trump was very Trumpy. President Trump said things about the rule of law that I disagreed with and criticized him for. President Trump said things about the election of 2020 that I disagreed with him about and don't think are backed in evidence. But when it comes to the actual political positions, which is what people typically vote for, when people vote for the generalized political perception of each party, the right has not gotten more radical by any stretch of the imagination. The right has embraced, in large part, Obamacare. Remember that time when they said they're going to repeal Obamacare? The Republican Party never did that. Remember that time that the right was suggesting it was for balanced budgets and not blowing out the deficit and then spent $7 trillion in 2020? So the right has gotten more left, too. But the media can't allow this argument. The Elon Musk argument cannot be allowed because, again, if you go back to the meme that Elon Musk put up, the natural consequence of the argument that Elon Musk puts up is that Democrats are going to lose, and they're going to continue to lose a lot. Because here's the problem. The woke progressives now rule the roost. We've gone through the stats before. If you actually examine the constituency of the Democratic Party, only about 10 to 15% of the Democratic Party considers itself woke progressive. But those are also the most active and the youngest contingent of the Democratic Party. Those are the people most passionate about Democratic Party politics. And so the Democratic Party is beholden to those people. So if you follow this pattern, right, if Elon Musk's meme tweet is essentially correct, and the woke progressives continue to move to the left, and the right just kind of continues to hover where it is, and the center continues to be dragged to the left, and everything right of center votes for the right, you're going to end up with waves of Republican elections from here on out. And that is precisely what you're seeing in the polls right now. What you're seeing in the polls in swing districts is voters believe that Democrats are the party of defund the police, that they are the party of abortion to and past birth, that they are the party of men can be women and women can be men, that they are the party of America is systemically racist and true anti-racism is in giving government complete and total power over your life, and that we should indoctrinate your kids in radical gender queer theory at the age of six. People believe this is what the Democratic Party is about, mainly because this is what the Democratic Party is about. And to pretend that that is not a radicalization is completely incorrect. This is why there are moderate liberals, even somewhat progressive liberals, people ranging from Roy Teixeira to David Shore, who are saying to the left, are you guys insane? What are you doing? Okay, but the media, who are the Praetorian Guard for the Democratic Party, they're very angry at Elon Musk for noting this. This is the real reason they oppose Musk, because it's not. Elon Musk is not a right winger by any stretch of the imagination. He is maybe a quasi-libertarian. Maybe. Okay, but Elon Musk is not a traditional conservative. He's not a down-the-line Republican voter. I believe he donated to Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. Hey, Elon Musk is not, quote-unquote, one of us here on the right. Neither is Joe Rogan, one of us. Joe Rogan and I disagree on, I would say, at least 60% of our policy prescriptions. The difference is that we are not crazy. And the left has gone completely, utterly, bat-bleep insane. And so what they are afraid of is that Elon Musk is going to come in at Twitter and he's going to allow people to say these things, because the left relies on we have to shut down the conversation so that you don't realize that the left has moved to the left. If you can move the center to the left and you can foreclose the right in order to make this chart even for the Democrats, if Democrats are going to win, then you have to go to that 2021 line, right, that shows that the center now excludes both me and the conservative and that all of those people are to the right. If you can just cut off that chart before it gets too conservative and reorient the center, then you can reorient American politics completely. So you have to censor. You have to shut down. You have to toss the right wingers off the cliff. Make them not part of the Overton window. That's all you have to do. And this is their focus. We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, even though you're far from ordinary, the truth is ED is actually really common. In fact, 52% of dudes age 40 to 70 experience some form of erectile dysfunction. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben right now. Speak to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about erectile dysfunction. Get $15 off your very first month of treatment. The benefits of ED treatment can help you reconnect with your partner, rediscover the joy of sex. Look, here's the important thing. Your biology needs to work the way that it's supposed to. Roman makes sure that happens. Roman's system is completely confidential, totally discreet, no big logos or labels on the packages. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it'll ship to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, convenient, and discreet. And getting started is super simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Ben, complete an online visit today. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete that online visit today. Connect with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional and get it taken care of. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben. If you're prescribed, get $15 off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this year. Roman ready. So yesterday there were a bevy of think pieces from the media about how wrong Elon Musk was. And just so wrong in so many ways for noting that the left has moved to the left. We'll get to that in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So yesterday, Elon Musk made the grave error of tweeting out the truth, which is that the left has moved far to the left, and the media are really angry about it. So there were a bevy of think pieces yesterday about how wrong Elon Musk is. So you have a piece from Philip Bump, the national correspondent for the Washington Post. What Elon Musk's polarization graph gets wrong. And here's what he says. So the guy who is poised to buy Twitter once again successfully drew attention to Twitter by offering a visual analysis of how American politics has changed in recent years. And then he shows Musk's tweet. The unsubtle point is in keeping with most of Musk's other non-rocket-related tweets, since it was announced that Twitter would accept his buyout bid. The American left had run amok, literally to the left in the illustration, leaving even one-time allies behind. Meanwhile, the right had just been sitting there watching its opponents head to the fringe. One can see how this is appealing to Musk, who has leaned into the idea that Twitter is dangerously influenced by extreme left-wing thinking, and whose recent engagement on the platform has been to express sympathy toward overt right-wing trolls. Ooh, overt right, like the Babylon Bee, ooh. But the illustration is simply wrong. It's not a misinterpretation. It is not a differential interpretation. It is just wrong, according to Philip, but factually incorrect. Not solely in its obvious exaggeration for effect, but in its understanding of how the country has changed over the past decade or two. And then Philip Bump drags out a couple of measures that are just ridiculous. One is the average ideological score using a metric called DW nominate, shown for each party's caucus in each chamber of Congress. The score runs from -1 to +1, with lower scores representing more liberal ideologies, as expressed in votes centered on support for government power. The biggest changes have been in the Senate, where since the start of the 111th Congress in 2009, the Republican caucus has gotten 0.13 points more conservative on average. In each of the other caucuses, the shift has been about 0.04 points toward the polls. But that's not what DW nominate does. Okay, the idea that DW nominate is some sort of objective metric on ideology, That's not correct. They basically just look at how they bootstrap their own standard errors. There are deep problems with this particular measurement. Basically, it just looks at the censor of the parties, and it looks how often parties vote in unison. If parties vote in unison more often, it assumes they are more ideologically rigid. Democrats were always ideologically rigid, and they always voted in unison. Republicans increasingly have voted in unison. Therefore, it looks like Republicans have moved more. That doesn't mean Republicans move more. The center of the Republican Party is basically where it always was. It's just that they are voting more often against the Democrats together. They say there are a lot of valid criticisms of DW nominate in general that we could examine, but it's not a great measure of what Musk is talking about anyway. Well, then why did you bring it, Philip Bump? So instead, he says, let's consider how Americans actually identify their own politics. Luckily, we have a metric for that, evaluations of ideology, as measured in the biennial General Social Survey. The survey asks people to score their identity on a scale from 1, extremely liberal, to 7, extremely conservative. In the middle is 4, moderate. And then it shows how Americans have shifted. And what it shows is that Democrats are more often identifying as liberal, and Republicans are more often identifying as conservative. But that doesn't actually measure the positions of the parties. Again, people on the right are identifying more as conservative in opposition to people on the left who are, in fact, saying and doing more woke things. The actual change in ideology is a real thing, but they can't allow this to be the case. They can never acknowledge this, because then they can try to claim that it's the right that's getting more right for no reason at all, which is why you've seen simultaneously an attack on Ron DeSantis in Florida. Right? How dare Ron DeSantis in Florida? He's creating these divisive, polarized political issues. No, he's not. He's reacting to the fact that you guys lost your damned minds. It didn't used to be a controversial position that cops should be paid and that you should back them. That is Ron DeSantis' position in Florida. It didn't used to be a controversial position that you shouldn't indoctrinate seven-year-olds, that a penis doesn't mean you're a boy. These did not used to be controversial positions. Ron DeSantis articulating those positions does not make him more radical. He has not moved the spectrum. He has just continued to stand there, and you're angry that he's standing there. So in what is clearly an echo chamber environment in the media, there are several simultaneous hit pieces out there about Ron DeSantis today. Two from the Washington Post, one from the New York Times, all about how the right is moving. They're running, screaming toward the right. Not true. The right is just standing here. That's all we've been doing the whole time. And the way that you can tell this, by the way, the way that the media treat it as a revelation every time, for example, the Pope says he still believes in traditional marriage, demonstrates the case. This has been the position of every major world religion for several thousand years at this point. And yet every time a major religious thinker says something like men and women make a marriage, men are not women and women are not men, the media immediately come out and they say, my God, they're getting more right wing. Or perhaps what we have here is the Doppler effect. And you are in the car that's speeding away and everything sounds different because you are speeding that way. So in the New York Times today, you have a piece called How DeSantis Transformed Florida's Political Identity. Not an opinion piece. Quote, Florida feels like a state running a fever. Its very identity changing at a frenetic pace. I'm sorry that it feels that way to you. Oh, the New York Times. Oh, so sad for you. I'm so sorry that you lost a congressional seat in your state because you guys suck at everything. I'm sorry about that. Does it feel like Florida's running a fever? Because it feels great. I live here. It's fantastic. We're not running a fever. You guys are just insane. If I got a fever, the prescription is more. Once the biggest traditional presidential battleground, it has suddenly turned into a laboratory of possibility for the political right. Ooh, ah. Now, I love this description. You ready? Discussions of sexual orientation and gender identity prohibited in early elementary school. This is a state apparently moving to the right. Let me read that again. Discussions of sexual orientation and gender identity prohibited in early elementary school. Now, a sane and rational person might read, wait a second. You were trying to teach sexual orientation and gender identity to elementary school students? That's what a sane person would read. To the New York Times, if you wish to prohibit this, this means that you're running a political fever and you are implementing your fascism from the right to prohibit such things. Math textbooks rejected en masse for what the state calls indoctrination. Well, I mean, were you trying to push critical race theory about how every disparity, racial disparity in America is a result of American racism in math books? Because, yeah, that's what that is. And no, that shouldn't be taught in schools. Schools and other employees limited in what they can teach about racism and other aspects of history. Tenured professors in public university subjected to new reviews. Oh, my God. Tenured professors who actually have to be reviewed for their work? That's crazy. Abortions banned after 15 weeks. Oh, the radicalism. You mean that Florida says that you shouldn't be able to stop the murder of unborn children? Unborn children are nearly 4 months old in the womb. That's so radical. By the way, this also happens to be the position in nearly every civilized country. America is a wild outlier in what it allows with regard to abortion. But this is the line of the left, and this is why Democrats are going to get their asses handed to them in November. I mean, they're just going to get clocked. Their new polls out today showing Republicans have a generic ballot 10-point congressional advantage. To put that by way of contrast, in 2010, a Republican wave election, going into the election, they had like an R+4, R+6, not R+10. It's going to be a wipeout. But again, the media cannot handle this because the media are the people who have driven this to the left. They're the ones who have taken this Cadillac and they are driving it off the cliff with Joe Biden in the passenger seat. It's insane. Alrighty, coming up, the media, again, they cannot handle the idea that the left has moved to the left because it's true and it's ugly for them. So they're just going to lie about it. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with the new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Nine.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect.
DINOVITE.com.
We've been using DinoVite, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy, a glow and a bounce about him.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the left's agenda here is pretty obvious. They have to pretend that the left has not moved to the left. That is untrue. So you got Amber Phillips, staff writer over at the Washington Post. How Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wages his culture wars. Perhaps no politician has been as effective at waging today's culture wars as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He didn't initiate the culture war. You guys did. Who initiates the culture war matters. If you punch me and then I punch you back, I didn't initiate the fight. You initiated the fight. And if I finish the fight, good for me. But again, the left has to portray the Republicans as the aggressors here. There is not a single social issue in America where Republicans are the aggressor over the course of the last 30 years. Not one. This country has been moving progressively to the left on social issues for decades on end. You cannot name a social issue on which the American governmental structure has moved to the right. It does not exist. It doesn't. I challenge anybody on the left to bring me one issue where the governmental structure of the United States, the legislative structure of the United States, has moved to the right over the course of the last 30 years. The only case you can make is in some states on abortion, and that's only because there was an artificial quash on abortion law put in place in 1973 by the Supreme Court in Roe. Every other issue, literally all of them, we have moved to the left, every single one. But the idea is that if Ron DeSantis says no, this means that he is the aggressor now. Or maybe you guys are the aggressor. Again, Amber Phillips says, DeSantis acknowledges critical race theory is not part of public school curricula in Florida, though it originated as an academic construct that argues that racial inequality is woven into society and its systems. The term has become a catch-all on the right for teaching or discussions about race conservatives oppose. He also directly takes on the left's allegations that the focus is inherently rooted in white grievance. DeSantis said, quote, it's required in Florida statutes to teach about all segments of American history. You have to teach about the Holocaust, African-American history. You teach about the institution and the abolition of slavery. You teach about the failure of the post-Civil War amendments to take hold and how you need to fight for civil rights. We teach that because it's real history and it's important. What we will not do is let people distort history to try to serve their current ideological goals. This apparently is radical. Deeply radical stuff. How dare he? Another piece from Paul Waldman in the Washington Post. The new Republican statism. You see, the Republicans are now statists. They've moved radically to the right. Guys, this gaslighting, it's not working. Because Elon Musk's chart, it rings true. It is correct. So Paul Waldman says, when a Republican state legislator unashamedly announces his intention is not only to ban books from school libraries across the state, but to burn the offending books, you know something has changed. Wait, hold up a second. So the idea is that Republicans who are now asking that school libraries pre-screen their books for young children, that this is something that has changed? This has been part of local governmental structure for literally all of time. Not every book is available in every library in the United States, and left-wing school districts ban books just as right-wing school districts do when it comes to the library. But, says Paul Waldman, there might not be state-sponsored book burnings in Tennessee in the near future, but who knows? Perhaps more profound than even the fury of the new right-wing culture war is the way it appears to be completely reconfiguring what we understood American conservatism to be. It's manifest in the ongoing wave of speech-restricting gag laws being passed by Republican states. But that's not where it's going to end. These laws are being passed at a furious pace. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a group of laws on Thursday to restrict what teachers can say about race, gender, and sexuality, as well as forbidding transgender children from playing sports. I have a question. How is that Republican statism? That's a reaction to the fact that you guys now say that boys should race girls. If you mistake the reaction for the initiation of the fight, you are going to lose because you will continue to make excuses for why you haven't moved. Anybody who argues that the left hasn't moved, just the Republicans have been saying this about JFK for decades, right? If you look at JFK's platform in 1960, it looks like the Republican platform circa about 2004. And if you look at the Democratic platform circa 2008 on policing, if you look at Barack Obama's comments on marriage circa 2008, if you look at how Democrats talked about gender in 2008, there's not anybody in 2008 in the Democratic Party who would have recognized as a White House related notion that small children should be given access to puberty blockers. You guys did this. You dug the hole, and you won't stop digging. And let me be clear about this. The more you protest, the worse it's going to get for you. The more you protest that those of us who say no are the offenders, the worse it is going to get for you. Again, this has been, the Democratic Party has gotten more radical. It used to be about local governance for the Democratic Party in some way, right? School boards mattered. Parents still mattered. Now they're like just rushing to the left because they think they'll never lose an election again. They're about to find out the hard way. That ain't true. So, for example, literally yesterday, Miguel Cardona, the Secretary of Education, He came out and he says that he is concerned that parents are holding schools accountable. This is your party, guys. This is a far-left position.
We are concerned with some of the policies that are less curriculum, more about division, more about bringing politics into the schools. I said at the onset, our schools should not be the place for culture wars.
The schools should not be a place for culture wars. You guys initiated the culture wars. You did. We didn't do it. It was you. You guys said that you can't teach prayer in the public schools, but you can teach boys that girls have it. That was you. Okay, and then you're like, oh, well, you know, we didn't rush to the left. It's all you guys. This is why they're so angry at Elon Musk. They're deeply afraid that if Elon Musk allows people to say these things out loud, things will get worse for the left. Because, again, the only solution to this is censorship. The only solution to the fact that you guys have rushed way to the left and you left the mainstream behind, you left the center behind, and you pushed everybody to the right, and you forced people with views as politically disparate as me and Brett Weinstein and Joe Rogan and Bill Maher into the same corner. Me and Bill Maher in the same corner. That's on you. And the only way that you can avoid the consequences of your own action is to silence the right. It's to pretend that people like me are the aggressors, or Ron DeSantis is the aggressor, or maybe Bill Maher is the aggressor, or Joe Rogan is. I mean, they go after Joe Rogan and Bill Maher with similar alacrity to the way they go after people like me. So if you just keep slicing off that, if you just keep moving the Overton window to the left, then you can pretend that there isn't anybody outside the Overton window. Problem is, all those people vote. All those people vote. When you wish every single other person you don't like out into the cornfield, it turns out there'll be a lot of people out in that cornfield, and they will grab pitchforks, and they will come for you. And that's what's happening politically right now. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, if somebody relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child or an aging parent, even a business partner, you need life insurance. It's just the responsible thing to do. And you need to do it sooner rather than later, because typically life insurance gets more expensive as you age. So it's smart to get a policy like right now. Policy Genius can help you make all of this happen. Policy Genius is your one-stop shop to find and buy the insurance you need. Head on over to policygenius.com, answer a few quick questions in minutes. You can compare personalized quotes from top companies and find your lowest price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. The team of licensed experts at Policy Genius are on hand throughout the entire process to help you understand your options and make decisions with confidence. The Policy Genius team works for you, not the insurance companies. Whether you're just starting to shop or you have questions about your active policy, they are your independent advocates offering unbiased advice. Policy Genius doesn't add on extra fees. They're not going to sell your information to third parties. They have thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people shop for insurance. They've placed over $120 billion in coverage. Head on over to policygenius.com. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. And this is why they are so afraid of what Elon Musk is about to do at Twitter, because he's about to open the Overton window again. And my God, if the right is allowed back into the Overton window, the left has no chance whatsoever politically. They are screwed. They're in serious trouble, which is why you see the Twitter moderate. So again, the left angle is that we have to stop Elon Musk. And the best way to stop Elon Musk is we will whine about it. We will just cry and we'll just whine. Piece from the New York Times today. Inside Twitter, fears Musk will return platform to its early troubles. Now, let me just be clear. I was on Twitter pretty early. Twitter was a much better place early on. It was. You could actually tell jokes and you could say wild things and you could have thought experiments. In fact, you want to know why there's a lot of quote unquote resurfacing of old tweets? Because Twitter wasn't the kind of place in 2008 that it is in 2022. In 2008, you could put out a wild idea as like a thought experiment and nobody would take it super seriously. Or you could make an irreverent, edgy, terrible joke and everybody would go, it's just a joke. Then came 2022. The future rushed along, and now we unsurface those old tweets, and then we hold you to account. And maybe we ban you for a tweet that's 10 years old. So how, you know, oh my God, we can't have jokes anymore. We can't have, we have to stop this. And the Twitter moderators know best. They know best. According to the New York Times, Elon Musk had a plan to buy Twitter and undo its content moderation policies. On Tuesday, just a day after reaching his $44 billion deal to buy the company, Musk was already at work on his agenda. He tweeted that past moderation decisions by a top Twitter lawyer were, quote, obviously incredibly inappropriate. Later, he shared a meme mocking the lawyer, sparking a torrent of attacks from other Twitter users. Mr. Musk's personal critique was a rough reminder of what faces employees who create and enforce Twitter's complex content moderation policies. His vision for the company would take it right back to where it started, employees said, and force Twitter to relive the last decade. Oh, God forbid. Gaia forbid. Twitter executives who created the rules said they had once held views about online speech similar to Musk's. They believed Twitter's policies should be limited, mimicking local laws. But more than a decade of grappling with violence, harassment, and election tampering changed their minds. Now, many executives at Twitter and other social media companies view their content moderation policies as essential safeguards to protect speech. Well, yes, which is why Twitter is a failure and why Musk is coming in to fix it. Twitter employees wrote in an internal list of questions they hope to ask Musk, quote, "You've said you want more free speech and less moderation on Twitter. What will this mean in practice?" Another question asked, "Some people interpret your arguments in defense of free speech as a desire to open the door back up for harassment. Is that true? And if not, do you have ideas for how to both increase free speech and keep the door closed on harassment?" So again, the line here is going to be that Twitter is going to be terrible and horrible and no good and very bad because people will be allowed to talk and people can't be allowed to talk because the far left has to be perceived as the new center. That's the only way this is ever going to work. Well, the problem is that eventually the truth gets out. And as the truth gets out, the Democrats are screwed. We'll get to the truth about Joe Biden's administration in just 1 second. But first, fortune favors the bold and the strong and the brave. For your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need business checking as brave as you are. Introducing Novo Business Checking. Novo is powerful, simple business checking. And unlike traditional banking, Novo does not have minimum balances, no transaction limits, no hidden fees. Instead of a one-size-all-fits approach, Novo is customized to your business. It saves you time and frees up cash flow with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free. Join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who have found the customizable business checking solution that admires their brave. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at novo.co/Shapiro. Plus, Ben Shapiro Show listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Go to novo.co/Shapiro to sign up for free. Novo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, FA member FDIC. Terms and conditions do apply. Alrighty, coming up, the left, you know, the news is real bad for them, so they do have a solution, and it is to shut everyone else up. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the left's plan, if they are losing, is to just shut everybody up. Again, the reason the left has to silence everybody is because they've moved so far to the left. It's also because, again, when the news is bad, if you can just sort of shut down the news, then you do. When Donald Trump suggested that the news is the fake news, in one way, he was wrong, right? Sometimes they would report things that were true and he would label it fake news. But in a broader way, he was totally right, which is that the journalismers are journalismers. They are not, in fact, journalists. They journalism, getting that hot, sticky journalism all over the place. And that hot, sticky journalism invariably is gooey left-wing. So, for example, we are supposed to pretend that Joe Biden is still with us. Joe Biden, the late lamented Joe Biden, has been dead for at least a year. And now he's just walking around and his neurons are randomly firing. And it is a deeply depressing sight. Here yesterday was the non-functional president of the United States attempting to say the word kleptocracy.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies.
Things are going great, guys. And by the way, Joe Biden also says he's not worried about a recession, which is weird because everybody's worried about a recession. As we found out yesterday, the U.S. GDP fell at 1.4%. The economy shrank for the first time since early in the pandemic. There is no rationale for why the economy should be shrinking right now. When he took office, I suggested we were going to have a two-year boom because the vaccines were in place. The economy was ready to open back up. People had money to spend. People wanted to get back to work. And somehow this idiot has managed to plunge us into the face of a recession. We are one quarter away from an official recession. A recession is defined as two quarters of negative growth. We now have one. This last quarter of GDP failure did not take into account fully the Ukraine war. It did not take into account fully the new COVID wave in China that is shutting down supply lines. It took into account massive government spending that has continued under Joe Biden, which contributes to GDP growth. GDP is not a wonderful stat because it takes into account government spending as overall spending. So you can actually jack around with the GDP stats by basically ratcheting up government spending. This is what China does on a routine basis to jog those GDP stats. It doesn't take into account the fact that the interest rates are about to increase dramatically, that mortgage rates are spiking. Doesn't take into account any of those things. So things are about to get worse. Pretty much everyone now estimates that we're going to hit a recession sometime inside the next year and a half. I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. But here was Joe Biden yesterday saying he is not concerned about a recession. Because why would he be? He's not concerned about anything. He's the happiest man in America. Every morning somebody wakes him up and tells him he's president and he's excited about it.
How concerned are you about a recession, given the GDP report today showed a contraction of 1.4% in the fourth quarter?
Well, I'm not concerned about a recession. I think what you're seeing is enormous growth in the country that was affected by everything from COVID and the COVID blockages that we occurred along the way.
Oh, he's not worried about it at all. He's not worried. Everything is great. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, another of your geriatric senile contingent. Here is Nancy Pelosi explaining that actually they're doing an excellent job lowering costs at the pump and at the table, which comes as a shock to everyone who has gone shopping in the last year or anybody who buys gas ever.
There are many aspects to this, but the price of gas and the price of oil have an impact on the price of many other things, including the price of food. So lowering cost at the pump, lowering cost at the kitchen table, that's what Democrats are about.
Oh, is that what you're about? Is that what you're about? Well, it's going very poorly for you then. And what is their answer to things like gas price inflation? Here's another dullard, Chuck Schumer, soon to be my minority leader, saying that it's the oil companies. If we yell at the oil companies, then probably that will fix things.
Oil companies last year made record profits on these tragedies, almost like vultures We have the Ukraine tragedy. We have the COVID tragedy. And do they try to make things better? No. They come in and make record profits.
They're vultures. Right? That's what's going on here. It's all the oil companies that are vultures. You guys can't escape the fact that your economic program created this. You did this. This is on you. And the continuation of bad economic policy is also on you. I have to say, the regressive nature of Democratic economic policy is truly incredible. It really is. I mean, it's not just that they are pursuing economic policy that sinks the possibility for future innovation and investment. It's not just that regulation and tax policy recommended by this administration, the fundamental belief that governmental spending is somehow superior to private sector spending, it's not just that that is deeply damaging to the economy, it's that even the governmental policies they pursue are actually regressive. So, for example, they're now talking very seriously about student loan relief. This benefits the laptop class. This benefits all the people who waited to pay off their loans. Not people like me. I paid off my loans and I paid off my wife's loans. It benefits people who did not pay off their student loans. They took out $100,000 to get a gender studies degree from NYU so that they can become a professional useless person at a diversity, equity, and inclusion symposium for Rochester University or something. It helps those people. The professional laptop class, the younger laptop class, who now owes student debt. Because if you're 45, you probably paid off your student debt. It's really if you're 25, this is for. So Joe Biden is openly talking about that. And these, by the way, are the people who, as a economic contingent, are the people with the highest income potential in the United States if you're talking about college graduates with student loan debt. Here is Joe Biden talking about how he wants to relieve that student loan debt in the middle of an inflationary cycle as we are about to enter a recession.
Now, I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness, and I'll have an answer on that in the next couple weeks.
This unbelievably regressive administration is now moving to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes. Now, I'm not an advocate of cigarettes. I don't like cigarettes. They annoy me. The smoke bothers me. However, if you are looking at policies that directly target the poorest Americans, particularly Black Americans, banning menthol cigarettes is actually the way that you do that. According to the New York Times, the FDA on Thursday announced a plan to ban sales of menthol-flavored cigarettes in the United States, a measure many public health experts hailed as the government's most meaningful action in more than a decade of tobacco control efforts. The ban would most likely have the deepest impact on Black smokers, nearly 85% of whom use menthol cigarettes, compared with only 29% of white smokers, according to a government survey. If effective in reducing smoking, the ban could significantly diminish the burden of chronic disease and limit the number of lives cut short by one of the most hazardous legal products available. Now, again, I'm not a fan of cigarettes. I also am going to point out here that it was Democrats who used to claim that the killing of Eric Garner in New York City, which was because he was selling what are called Lucy's, and he was selling Lucy's because of the high tax on cigarettes in the city of New York. They're now proposing more restrictions that will lead to presumably more illegal activities for the large number of Black people who use menthol cigarettes. So this administration's position right now is relieve student loan debt on rich white people and ban the sale of menthol cigarettes for poor Black people. Genius stuff from the most progressive administration in modern American history. Meanwhile, other wonderful policies that they are pursuing. Jen Psaki says, you know what, maybe in order to relieve inflation at this time, perhaps we should get rid of some tariffs on the Chinese. Genius. Genius. So the Chinese are providing the sole economic outlet for the Russians right now. We are in effectively an economic proxy war with Russia in Ukraine. We are trying to cut them off at the knees. Meanwhile, China has cast its eyes upon Taiwan. China is militarizing faster than ever before. China is cutting itself off from the rest of the world in an attempt to weaponize up. And this administration's policy is, what if we help them out by getting rid of the tariffs because our own inflationary policy is too crappy?
To what extent are you looking at cutting tariffs on Chinese goods as a way to ease inflation?
Well, there's an ongoing review of that led by Ambassador Tai at USTR, and we are certainly continuing to look at where these tariffs put in place by the prior administration don't make sense. And one of the factors that we're looking at as a part of this review is certainly the impact on jobs and wages. We're also looking at where we have concerns about the economic policies and approaches of China, but I don't have anything to preview at this point.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. So this administration is a disaster area, which is why, again, they must focus on shutting down your ability to speak inside the Overton window. It has to happen, because if people actually realize how far left the left has moved, the left will just not win. They will not win. They will pay an extraordinary political price. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden held an afternoon phone call with Mexico's President Obrador.
The majority of the conversation was about migration and was about continued work on coordination, on economic coordination, on taking steps to reduce migration to the border. And they have been a partner in that over the last several months.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says plans are in place for a likely increase in migrations after the health restrictions lifted on May 23rd.
There's an extensive plan on paper that includes a six-pillar approach to planning for and preparing for the lifting of Title 42.
Psaki said the tone of the 52-minute call was very constructive and included conversations on the upcoming Summit of the Americas in June to be held in Los Angeles. UN General Assembly scheduled to vote on May 10th on a country to replace Russia on the World Organization's leading human rights body following its suspension over allegations of horrific rights violations by Russian soldiers in Ukraine. In an interview with Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov dismissed the need for the UN to help secure humanitarian corridors in Ukraine.
There is no need. I know. There is no need in anybody providing help to open humanitarian corridors. There is only one problem. Humanitarian corridors, which are being announced on a daily basis, are ignored by the Ukrainian ultra-nationals.
The UN continues to try to broker evacuation of civilians suffering in the ruins of Mariupol. Relatives of Willie Cancel say the 22-year-old former U.S. Marine has been killed alongside Ukrainian forces in what's the first known death of an American citizen fighting in that country. News and analysis at townhall.com.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules in theaters two nights only, May 2nd and May 4th, with a special virtual premiere May 7th. Tickets available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I don't get tired anymore in the afternoon. I feel pretty awake all day long, and my wife loves it too.
I absolutely love it. It helps with all sorts of things, so it's wonderful.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code BALANCE.
It might be a bit awkward at this year's G20 summit. Both Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin are planning to be in attendance.
Indonesian President and current chair of the G20, Joko Widodo, says he spoke to both leaders on the phone about attending the summit held in Bali this November. During a televised statement, he said he reiterated the importance of ending the war through negotiations and peaceful efforts. Widodo said he rejected Zelensky's request for arms as it goes against Indonesian foreign policy, but vows to send humanitarian aid. This comes as Russian offensive picks up momentum in eastern Ukraine, and Zelensky condemns Russia's attack on Kyiv during UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' visit. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Let's take a quick look at Friday's business.
More steep losses for technology stocks pushed the major indexes much lower, leaving them with steep losses for April. A sharp drop in Amazon was also weighing on indexes after the internet retail giant posted its first loss since 2015. The S&P 500 notched its worst month since the beginning of the pandemic, and the NASDAQ with its biggest monthly loss since the 2008 financial crisis.
John Scott reporting. The Dow fell 936 points to win the week at 32,977. The Nasdaq shed 536 points, closing out at 12,334, while the S&P 500 dropped 155 points to finish the day and the week at 4,131. New York oil was 67 cents lower at $104.69 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Thousands of my listeners have already secured their network data. Join them at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, America should have been deeply suspicious of Joe Biden the entire political campaign of 2020. He kept saying that it wasn't enough to go back to normal, which is what most Americans wanted. Instead, he needed to build back badanganu. He needed to build back better. And the American people were like, well, let's just try and maybe he's just babbling again. Maybe old Joe's just babbling again. Maybe he'll get in there and he'll be, you know, just as inanimate as he ever was. Maybe he'll just be the houseplant that he was during the campaign. And then he got in there and he did, in fact, try to build back badanganu. And that commitment to the badanganu-ness has led to some pretty awful economic results. We now have a full-on quarter of recession. And that is what happened in the last quarter. And all of this is underscored by a stubborn attempt to remake the world in his own decrepit image. And so this is why he's been focusing on, for example, unionization. Now, unionization in the United States has been on the wane for decades. The reason unionization has been on the wane for decades in the United States is because unionization is generally very, very bad for the economy. It hurts the company that you are working for, and it means you get paid less over time because your company doesn't grow as fast, because you, as one of the best employees of the company, don't get rewarded. Meanwhile, it's just done on the basis of seniority or on the basis of political preference inside the union. It means that your company becomes less competitive. This is why the private sector has gradually de-unionized in the United States to the point where about 7% of the entire private workforce today is unionized. It used to be something like 30%, 30 to 40%. The only area of the American workforce that is largely unionized is the government workforce, because, of course, they are bargaining not against an actual business. They are bargaining against the people who they then give money to. The most open form of corruption in the United States is the devil's bargain between unions and the governments they help elect. They literally just donate to the politicians they then negotiate with for union contracts. But Joe Biden is pushing very hard for more unionization of the private sector workforce. The New York Times, which of course is just the media outlet, it is Pravda on behalf of the Biden administration. They have a piece today titled, "The Revolt of the College-Educated Working Class." Here is what Noam Schieber writes, quote, "Over the past decade and a half, many young college-educated workers have faced a disturbing reality. It was harder for them to reach the middle class than for previous generations. The change has had profound effects, driving shifts in the country's politics, mobilizing employees to demand fairer treatment at work. It may also be giving the labor movement its biggest lift in decades." So in other words, we made the mistake of giving grants to a bunch of people to get useless degrees in college, and then people came out and they couldn't get a job. And even though the unemployment rate in the United States right now is like 3.7%, which is technically full employment, and even though the United States economy is extraordinarily robust, the idea is that college educated among us, those are the people who have been hurting. No, what really happened is that we credentialed everybody up. So now if you wanted to work at Starbucks, you needed a college degree, which is insane. You're a barista. You don't need a college degree. We basically gave you a college degree in garbage so that you could credential yourself for the future in which everybody who did not get a college degree is now considered unemployable. But you're very disappointed because you wasted 4 years at a major American university learning about lesbian dance theory. And now you're mad that you're not earning six figures. And so now you're going to unionize and sink the businesses that pay you your salary. and the media are celebrating this, as though this is good economic policy. Man, what could be leading to this wage price spiral? Who could say? Who could say? According to the New York Times, members of this college-educated working class typically earn less money than they envisioned when they went off to school. It's not like anyone is expecting to make six figures, said Tyler Mulholland, who earns about $23 an hour as a sales lead at REI, the outdoor equipment retailer, and holds bachelor's and master's degrees in education. Well, maybe that would be your problem, dude. Maybe you got a bachelor's and a master's in education, which qualified you to sell outdoor equipment. Or maybe you didn't need any of that degree in order to sell outdoor equipment. And the problem ain't the unionization. The problem is you are really, really overqualified for an outdoor equipment salesman and underqualified for any other job because a master's in education earns you zero things except for the possibility of lecturing at a master's in education program. The number of useless degrees floating around in American society is truly incredible. Tyler Mulhan says, when it's snowstorming at 11:30 at night, I don't want to have to think, is the Uber home going to make a difference in my weekly budget? Well, then perhaps you shouldn't have been taken in by the sucker's bargain of holding a bachelor's and a math. Who does that, by the way? Who's like, yeah, I got a bachelor's in education. I'm not going to go into education, but I really need that master's. Huge. Need the master's in education. If I have that master's in education, then I really can make a difference selling tents. In many cases, the workers have endured bouts of unemployment, says the New York Times, after Clint Shefflett, who holds an associate degree in computer science, lost his job installing satellite dishes in early 2020. He found a cheaper place to live and survived on unemployment insurance for months. Now, did he not search for a job for months? He was eventually hired in an Amazon warehouse in Alabama, where he initially made about $17.50 an hour working the overnight shift. They complain of being trapped in jobs that don't make good use of their skills. By the way, you're never trapped in a job. You can quit anytime you please. They're just consequences to quitting. Liz Alana, who holds a bachelor's in music education and a master's in opera performance, began working at Starbucks while auditioning for music productions in the early 2010s. Now, listen, as somebody who grew up in the musical community, right, I was a concert-level violinist when I was younger, and I made the concerted decision at the age of 16 or 17 years old, there ain't a lot of money here, and I decided to move in a different career position. The reason I did this is because my dad was a career musician, and there weren't a lot of money there either. Okay, my sister has her degree in opera. She went to Manhattan School of Opera. It turns out, not a lot of money in opera. This is just the reality of life. This does not mean that unionization of the workforce is the solution. Liz Alana began working at Starbucks. She stayed with the company to preserve her health insurance after getting married and having children. She said, I don't think I should have to have a certain job just so I can have health care. I could be doing other types of jobs that might fall better in my wheelhouse. Well, you're free to find those other jobs anytime you please. There just aren't a lot of opera jobs. I mean, I'm sorry, but there aren't. I love opera. I'm an opera benefactor. Like, I would give money to opera companies. But that ain't a thriving industry. But the idea from the New York Times is we just need more labor unions. See, if we pry higher wages through essentially government pressure, in adjunct with unions, if we pry more government pressure, more higher wages, that won't affect inflation at all. That'll just fix things. So, great. Good luck to you in all this. I wonder why the economy is in rough shape. But at least we're building back Badangadoo. At least we're pleasing the unions that pay Joe Biden and his friends and make sure they get elected. And we'll get to the pathetic immigration policy of the Biden administration in just 1 second. First, you are far from ordinary, but the truth is that medical problems like erectile dysfunction are kind of ordinary. In fact, 52% of dudes aged 40 to 70 experience some form of ED. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben right now. Speak to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about ED. Get $15 off your very first month of treatment. Benefits of ED treatment can help you reconnect with a partner, rediscover the joy of sex. Roman ready means that everything works the way that it is supposed to, and this is why you should be talking to a doctor via Roman. Roman system, completely confidential, totally discreet. No big logos or labels on the packages. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, convenient, and discreet. Getting started is actually really easy. You just go to GetRoman.com/Ben, complete an online visit today. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete that online visit today. Connect with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional and get the problem taken care of. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben. If you're prescribed, get $15 off your very first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this year. Roman ready. Alrighty, so meanwhile, immigration policy at the Biden administration just doesn't exist. Alejandro Mayorkas had a rough time of it on the Hill yesterday. He was asked about the situation with Border Patrol. Shockingly, the morale there is really low. Who could have predicted such a thing when people like Alejandro Mayorkas are falsely accusing members of Border Patrol of whipping migrants?
Do you believe that Border Patrol is actually overwhelmed and right now and have a really low morale? What do you think?
Congresswoman, the morale in U.S. Customs and Border Protection in the Border Patrol is low. There's no question.
Do you believe they're overwhelmed?
That, and they are under strain.
Oh, well, I mean, they're under strain and there are not enough of them. Maybe, aren't you, sir, in charge of DHS? Is there anything you could possibly do about these problems? Is that a no? I guess it's a no. Chip Roy, ask Alejandro Mayorkas, you know, how's that operational control of the border going? Is that going great for you there?
Do we have operational control, yes or no?
Yes, we do. And
we have operational control of the borders.
Yes, we do. And, Congressman, we are working to...
So what operational control defined? In this section, the term operational control means the prevention of all unlawful entries into the United States, including entries by terrorists, other unlawful aliens, instruments of terrorism, narcotics, and other contraband. Do you stand by in your testimony that we have operational control in light of this definition?
You and Congressman, I think the Secretary of Homeland Security would have said the same thing in 2020 and in 2019.
The Secretary would have at least had a basis for saying that we have some sort of control of the border, but the fact is we currently have people flowing across the border, including dangerous narcotics and dangerous members of terrorists, which your own agency sent a letter to my office after 8 months. We sent a letter saying there are 42 people on the terrorist watch list that are in the United States. But you just said to Mr. Jordan, you don't even know where the hell they are.
Okay, that happens to be accurate. Meanwhile, Mayorkas, he openly admits, by the way, it is amazing how the policy preferences of the folks on the left have now made their way into things like law enforcement. So Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, he says he's an open advocate of amnesty for illegal immigrants. Meanwhile, you got thousands of them pouring over the border every single day, and that is about to exacerbate to the tune of possibly up to 18,000 people a day arriving on the southern border because of the end of Title 42. Here's Alejandro Mayorkas, your Secretary of Homeland Security.
I fully support and have for many years legislative reform that once and for all fixes our broken immigration system.
I take it that you won't make that statement now.
No, I actually will if you would allow me.
We got just a few seconds, so speed it up, please.
And that involves a path to citizenship for those who have been in this country for many years, who have been contributing to the well-being of our country.
And is it any wonder why we have no operational control of the border? Because they don't want operational control of the border. Again, if you wanted to get a border security bill done today, you could. Democrats keep saying that we need a comprehensive immigration. Why do we need a comprehensive immigration reform? Why can't we do the secure the border part first and then figure out what to do with people here? That's what Americans want. Democrats don't want that. They want to wrap it all up in a giant omnibus package that gives amnesty so that more people will cross the border. They would like more people to cross the border. I don't know how else you can come away with any other conclusion than that. The people in control of the border don't want to be in control of the border. It is, in fact, that simple. Meanwhile, the Biden administration's Ukraine policy, there continues to be no off-ramp here. And again, I'm fully supportive of giving Ukraine military supplies to fight back against Russian predations. I do not, frankly, care very much whether the Ukrainians continue to push back against the Russians in the eastern Donbass region. I think it's a good thing if they do. I think continued pressure on the Russians is a good thing. But there doesn't seem to be any plan to end this thing anytime soon from Ukraine or the United States or Russia. So Joe Biden on Thursday asked Congress for $33 billion in additional emergency aid for Ukraine, requesting money for defense. By the way, the entire military budget of Russia every year is about $66 billion. We have now spent, the United States is going to spend something like $47 billion in Ukraine just to counter the Russians over there. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, again, putting pressure on Russia is not a bad thing. I'm just wondering at what point, like, are there any negotiations going on? So the answer from this administration is negotiate with the Iranians, don't negotiate with the Russians, apparently. I just want, again, whatever we can do to stop the Russians, let's do. I'm just wondering what the plan is. Biden put in a letter accompanying the request, quote, "The cost of failing to stand up to violent aggression in Europe has always been higher than the cost of standing firm against such attacks." That's agreed. You know where that's true. You know where else that's been true? Afghanistan. But put that aside. So Joe Biden yesterday, he says we're not in a proxy war with Russia, which is weird because it seems like we're kind of in a proxy war with Russia.
Lavrov himself says it's already a proxy war, not a direct war, but a proxy war. So are either of those two things true, and do they worry you, those things?
They're not true. They do concern me because it shows the desperation that Russia is feeling about their abject failure in being able to do what they set out to do in the first instance.
Okay, so here's the thing. Joe Biden doesn't actually have any sort of long-term plan here at all, which, again, if we're just muddling through, that's okay. I'm okay with muddling through. But let's stop pretending they have a plan. The one thing he doesn't have a plan on with regard to is certainly energy. So Joe Biden continues to push forward the idiotic notion that what Europeans really need right now more than anything else is green energy. This makes no sense.
This is just another reminder of the imperative for Europe and the world to move more and more of our power needs to clean energy.
No, it isn't.
In the United States, we're doing that right now. Last year, we developed more solar, wind, and battery storage than any year in our history.
Oh, my God. Wind, solar, and battery storage. That's going to solve the problem in Ukraine. By the way, according to the New York Times quote, the fear in Washington and European capitals that the conflict may soon escalate into a wider war, spreading to neighboring states, to cyberspace, to NATO countries suddenly facing a Russian cutoff of gas. Over the long term, such an expansion could evolve into a more direct conflict between Washington and Moscow, reminiscent of the Cold War, as each seeks to sap the other's power. Meanwhile, the Russians are ramping up their rhetoric. They're talking about nuclear war pretty openly at this point. John Kirby, Pentagon spokesperson, said nobody wants to see the war escalate any more than it already has. Certainly nobody wants to see, or nobody should want to see, it escalate into the nuclear realm. Talks of any sort of diplomatic resolution or even a ceasefire have now died out. Ukrainians and Russians are digging in for the long haul. Robin Niblett, director of the Chatham House, a British think tank, says Putin is not willing to back down, nor are the Ukrainians, so there's more blood to come. Seth Jones, director of the European Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, said, quote, the risk of a widening war is very serious right now. He said, Russian casualties are mounting. The U.S. is committed to shipping more powerful weapons that are causing those casualties. Sooner or later, he added, Russia might actually start to target those weapons shipments inside NATO's borders. So we'll have to see how this thing evolves. But war sometimes takes paths that you do not foresee. Alrighty, coming up this week marked Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Biden administration says it's time to say never again. I have some questions. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, fortune favors the bold, the strong, and the brave. For your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need business checking as brave as you are. Introducing Novo Business Checking. Novo is powerfully simple business checking, and unlike traditional banking, Novo has no minimum balances, no transaction limits, no hidden fees. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Novo is customized to your business to save you time, to free up cash flow, with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free. Join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who have found the customizable business checking solution that admires their brave. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at novo.co/Shapiro. Plus, Ben Shapiro Show listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Go to novo.co/Shapiro. Sign up for free. Novo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, FA, member FDIC. Terms and conditions do apply. Go check them out today. Again, sign up for a free business checking account, novo.co/Shapiro. That's novo.co/Shapiro to sign up for free. And Ben Shapiro Show listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. All right, coming up this week marks Holocaust Memorial Day. So, why are people allowing people to talk about slaughtering the Jews on the Temple Mount? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden put out a statement yesterday because it was Holocaust Memorial Day, in which he said, never again, never again. Also, he's negotiating with the Iranian regime that openly calls for the evisceration of all Jews in the Middle East, like their murder. And he wants to negotiate with those people. So things are going great. Meanwhile, on Holocaust Memorial Day, the Washington Post printed a piece called How Media Coverage Whitewashes Israeli State Violence Against Palestinians. It was written by Laura Albast, a Palestinian-American journalist and translator, and senior editor of Digital Strategy and Communications at the Institute for Palestine Studies, and Kat Nahr, a writer of Palestinian and Colombian descent at the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. And in this article, which is just a blood libel, they say that Israeli police are attacking Palestinian worshippers at the holy site of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, using stun grenades, tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets, wounding more than 150. And they've launched new incursions, detaining more than 300 Palestinians at Al-Aqsa and blocking Palestinian Christians from entering the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. This carefully calculated violence comes as Palestinian Muslims enter the last days of Ramadan. No, this is inaccurate. What is happening is that the Al-Aqsa Mosque, as always, is being used as a staging ground by Palestinian terrorists in order to attack Israeli forces, in order to provoke precisely these sorts of clashes during Ramadan. This happens every year during Ramadan. There's actual video, which I have tweeted already, showing thousands of Muslims, chanting Itba al-Yahud on the Temple Mount, the holiest site in Judaism. For those who don't speak Arabic, Itba al-Yahud means kill the Jews. They're literally chanting that on the holiest site in Judaism, which is technically under Israeli control. And the Israeli police are not killing those people or harming those people. The new Nazis are up there on the Temple Mount, literally calling for the murder of all the Jews. But the press are busily repeating the lie that Israel is the great human rights violator in a region in which an actual terrorist group runs the Gaza Strip. An unelected terrorist group runs the Palestinian Authority areas in Judea and Samaria. And the Iranian regime is threatening Israel from the north via Hezbollah. So, yeah. So here's the thing. When it comes to Never Again and Holocaust Remembrance Day, for those of us who are Jewish, let me just say this. Never Again is not a promise that is credible from the world. It's not. I mean, there are human rights violations on wide scale atrocities that happen across the world every single day. Never Again is a sort of nice standard that you'd like to hold yourself to, but no one really believes it. In the end, all protection is done by you and by the states that protect you. If Never Again is a reality, it is only because of the existence of the state of Israel. It's because the state of Israel will never allow that to happen again. Because now you have a group of armed Jews with heavily fortified military weaponry that will prevent that. Because if Iran had its way, Never Again would be like today or yesterday. If the Palestinians had their way in terms of the Palestinian governance structure, Hamas, Palestinian Authority, the Jews would not exist in this region of the world. So if Joe Biden actually cared about Never Again, you would recognize a simple fact, which is that the Israeli government is the guarantor against Never Again. But unfortunately, the left has, that doesn't really mean it. They don't really mean it. Alrighty, coming up, we are going to get to the latest in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. I'm going to go through some of the clips from this trial. I'm not going to pretend that I've watched this thing super closely. And so I'm just going to react to some of the things that have been coming out from this trial. Hollywood is a bad place filled with people who should not be your moral exemplars. Also, we should probably take all of their advice on social issues and follow all of their moral suasion. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, featuring mouth-watering sandwiches, French dip, Philly, tri-tip, New York steak, tri-nami, a combination of tri-tip and pastrami. Bite into a mouthful of flavor with a peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger or the jalapeno bacon ranch burger. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our food speaks for itself. Call 530-691-4333. That's 530-691-4333.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
5. Spring is finally here, and Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up on all your favorites. Visit omahasteaks.com, enter Sizzle into the search bar, and order the Spring Grill Pack today. You'll save over 50%. Plus, you'll get 4 Omaha Steaks burgers and 4 chicken breasts free with your order. Every order is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee to deliver perfection in every single bite, every single time. Visit omahasteaks.com, type keyword Sizzle in the search bar, and order the Spring Grill Pack today. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Sizzle.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, I know we haven't paid tons of attention to the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, but it is indicative of a few broad trends in American life. One is that people in Hollywood are really, really, really screwed up. Really screwed up. And the other is that the believe all women, women are always the victims narrative. Yeah, this trial is super awkward for that. So, if you haven't been following the trial, this is a trial involving Johnny Depp, who's 58, and his ex-wife Amber Heard, who is 36. So, I mean, first indicator that this marriage was obviously a love match is the 22-year age gap right there. He married her a while ago after she had been in many relationships with other women, which is also a great indicator that you're about to have a successful straight marriage is all of this. In any case, the trial revolves around a defamation lawsuit that Depp filed against Heard in 2019 because she wrote an op-ed about domestic abuse in 2018 without mentioning his name, basically accusing him of domestically abusing her, and he just stopped working. Nobody would hire him pretty much ever again after that came out because an accusation in 2018 was tantamount to guilt. The trial has generated a lot of headlines. This is the second lawsuit involving abuse allegations connected to the relationship. So Depp brought a $50 million defamation suit against Heard in March 2019 after that op-ed. In that article, according to Time magazine, Heard discussed the treatment of women in sexual assault cases and referred to herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. She didn't mention Depp by name, but it was pretty clear that she meant him. Then she sued him. So they tried to get Depp's defamation lawsuit dismissed. A judge refused. Heard then filed a $100 million countersuit against Johnny Depp, claiming that he defamed her because he referred to her claims as fake and a sexual violence hoax. So what exactly was in that op-ed? In December 2018, that op-ed included the headline, quote, "I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath. That has to change." In the article, she discussed public backlash she had received after she, quote, became a public figure representing domestic abuse in 2016. And they were divorced in 2016. And so the idea here was that he had abused her in some way. Some of the allegations that have been brought forward in the trial have been heard before, because Depp sued the Sun's publisher for libel, right? He sued the UK Sun over a headline calling him a wife beater. Heard testified in the trial she made 14 allegations of abuse against Depp. Depp denied all of them. A judge ruled 12 of them had been proved to a civil standard and that the Sun's headline was substantially true. Their relationship was already very, very weird. They met in 2009. They were both a lot younger at that point. That was 13 years ago, so that would have meant that she was 23 at the time. And he would have been, if he's 58 now, he would have been 45 at the time. So 45 and 23. Again, love match. During his testimony, Depp talked about what Heard had done to him. The evidence that has been presented thus far that Heard was abused by Depp, I would say, from what I can see, is pretty scanty. The evidence that Heard abused Depp is significantly more, but the relationship between the two is deeply disturbed and disturbing, because when you have a couple of narcissists who get married to each other, it's really bad. And one of them seems to be a sociopathic narcissist, which is what it seems like from Amber Heard's behavior. Then things are likely to go wildly wrong. But I mean, whose relationship, if Johnny Depp and Amber Heard couldn't make it, what hope do the rest of us loving kids have? Yeah. My own marriage, I view my own marriage with three children. We've been married for nigh on 14 years, and I think to myself, how can that marriage survive if Amber and Johnny couldn't make it? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. By the way, the latest in this case is that apparently Amber Heard sought a plush payoff from Depp in exchange for holding off on going public with their troubled life together, according to a new court filing. There's a May 24th, 2016 letter from her attorney seeking a lucrative arrangement to do everything possible to keep this personal matter out of the media spotlight. The lawyer said the actress demanded exclusive use and possession of the black Range Rover, the vehicle she's currently driving, with Johnny continuing to make all the payments. She also requested exclusive use and possession of 849 South Broadway penthouse numbers 1, 3, and 5, with Johnny continuing to pay the mortgage and utilities, and sought $100,000 in legal fees and $25,000 for forensic account costs. So, obviously, this was a successful relationship. So we're going to go through some of the clips from this trial in just one moment. First, let's talk about something significantly more serious. The situation in Ukraine continues to be really, really terrifying and ugly. It's particularly true for a lot of people trying to escape the country. Timing has never been more paramount for my partnership with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As the war in Ukraine continues, thousands of refugees urgently need our help. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews have been given a unique opportunity to help Ukrainian refugees come to Israel. They're bringing in flights weekly from Moldova to evacuate refugees, and in Israel, they fill up the plane with 15 tons of food, clothes, medicine, and basic needs to help the refugees in Ukraine and neighboring countries. Please support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Make a life-saving gift of $45 to help fund one round-trip flight of aid and evacuees. Go to rescuejews.org. And thanks to a generous matching gift challenge, I'm asking 1,000 of my listeners to partner with the fellowship today. Your gift of $45 will double in impact to help provide a rescue flight. Go to rescuejews.org or call 800-331-3737. That's 800-331-3737. Again, go to rescuejews.org. That is rescuejews.org to get started with your charitable giving. Alrighty, so let's go through this wonderful and I think talismanic relationship for the future of marital relations in America and abroad. So tape emerged in this trial of Johnny Depp being very, very drunk in the kitchen. This is what good spouses do, is they tape each other in their worst moments. So here's tape of Johnny Depp. He's a drug addict, right? He's admitted to this. He's a drunk. He's admitted to this. None of this is a shock. People in Hollywood are deeply screwed up. Again, when I say this, I mean, like, I know a lot of people in Hollywood. The number of them who are normal, I don't even think you could count it on one hand. It's really difficult to name five people in Hollywood who are normal. Here is Johnny Depp, tape of Johnny Depp.
Nothing happened this morning, you know that?
Were you in here?
No.
So then nothing happened to you this morning?
Yeah, you're right. I just woke up and you were so sweet and nice. We were not even fighting this morning. All I did was say sorry.
Did something happen to you this morning? I don't think so.
No, that's the thing.
You want to see crazy? I'll give you
Drinking wine at 9 in the morning. Yeah, things are going well.
Have you drunk
this whole thing this morning?
Oh,
you
got this going? Oh, really?
Really? And he takes the phone and then throws it because she's taping him, which is what good spouses do with one another in their worst moments. It is amazing how Johnny Depp apparently never stopped playing Jack Sparrow. He's just Jack Sparrow in real life also. So this is all going well. Johnny Depp seems like kind of a normal Hollywood level of screwed up, meaning drug addicted, booze addicted, trouble in his personal life. Amber Heard seems like a sociopath. I mean, just from the available tape, she seems like a complete sociopath, and from the testimony of others in her ambit. So, for example, here is Amber's psychologist, forensic psychologist, saying that she actively exaggerated her post-traumatic stress disorder test.
As a result of applying those protocols, what did you conclude?
Ms. Heard did not have PTSD, and there were also pretty significant indications that she was grossly exaggerating symptoms of PTSD when asked about them.
How did you make that latter conclusion?
So, one of the strengths of this test, as I mentioned, the important thing about any test used when you're doing an evaluation in forensics is to make sure that the person is responding accurately. And this test does that by not just asking people whether they have a symptom, but asking follow-up questions that draw out very detailed accounts of every single symptom of PTSD. And when you're really familiar with this disorder, which you need to be to administer this test, there are nuances in the way a person will describe their symptoms that have been shown repeatedly to indicate exaggeration or faking. There are also indications when somebody is clearly giving you a genuine response.
Okay, so in other words, she's a bad actress. I mean, if you've seen any of her movies, you also know that this is kind of true. But in any case, that is a forensic psychologist testifying that Heard exaggerated her PTSD test. By the way, there's pretty good evidence that Heard exaggerated accusations of physical abuse. I mean, there's like pictures online of her claiming physical abuse. And just on a normal sort of illustrative level, she does not look as though she was physically abused in these pictures. I mean, if you look at the physical abuse photos that she put out there, the assault pictures, she does not look like she was punched or hit. Like, it's scanty at best. Like, it's difficult to make the claim that she was struck by Johnny Depp, for example, just based on the photos. Maybe she was, but just based on the photos, it's difficult to say that is the case. We do have testimony from Johnny Depp's driver that Amber Heard joked about hashtag me poo, pooping in his bed. Again, this is a relationship for the ages. It's like Abraham and Sarah from the Bible, basically.
Directly to them.
And did you have any discussions with Ms. Heard on the way to Coachella that evening?
We had a conversation pertaining to the surprise she left in the boss's bed prior to leaving the apartment.
And when you refer to the surprise in the boss's bed, what are you referring to?
The defecation.
And what did Ms. Heard say about the defecation in Mr. Depp's bed?
A horrible practical joke gone wrong.
Well, what I like is the cutaway there to Amber Heard, and even Amber Heard can't stop herself from laughing. Like, look at the cutaway. Like, she's barely holding it back right there. She's like, yeah, that was funny when I pooped in his bed. By the way, who does that? That's so disgusting. Like, I have children, and even my children wouldn't want to soil their beds. That's what? Huh? I mean, Amber Heard's secretary, by the way, also testified that Amber Heard had spit in her face. So obviously Amber Heard seems like a wonderful, genuine human being.
I do remember on one occasion when we were moving from part-time to full-time and the salary negotiations became a real bone of contention. And I specifically remember standing in her office where she leapt up out of her chair, put her face approximately 4 inches from my face. She was spitting in my face and telling me how dare I ask for the salary I was asking for, which was, in fact, approximately half of my regular annual salary.
So that's just Amber Heard. Clearly, you know, the believe all women thing. So which woman am I supposed to believe? The woman who's had her face spit in by Amber Heard, or Amber Heard, who apparently falsifies PTSD tests and poops in people's beds? I don't believe Amber Heard. I'm just going to say I don't find her to be a credible human being. By the way, yesterday, Depp's former agent, Christian Carino, told the court about emails sent to him by Heard after she broke up with Elon Musk. Heard dated Elon Musk's dating history, by the way, is fascinating. But Carino, a talent agency with CAA and Lady Gaga's ex-fiance, appeared by pre-recorded video deposition, confirmed that Heard and Musk were in a relationship for a time. In an email on August 7th, 2017, Heard told Carino, dealing with breakup, I hate when things go public. See, I'm so sad, in reference to her split with Musk. And Carino replied, you weren't in love with him. You told me 1,000 times you were just feeling space. She's a delight. She really is. So, look, here's the bottom line. Toxic marriages in Hollywood, nothing new. What is amazing is that Hollywood basically decided Johnny Depp would never work again because a sociopathic crazy person like Amber Heard made accusations that were then not verified. Well, we actually have Amber Heard on tape saying openly, like very openly, that she hit Johnny Depp. Like, that's kind of amazing. It really is. And it speaks to the imbalance of power. You don't talk about systemic imbalances of power. The systemic imbalance of power, whereby Johnny Depp basically loses all work. He was one of the most popular actors on planet Earth. He can't work anymore. I mean, he was cut out of the latest Harry Potter film. They replaced him because of Amber. Amber Heard is still in Aquaman after pooping in people's bed, after spitting in people's faces, after faking PTSD tests, according to forensic psychiatrists. That's pretty amazing stuff. It is. So anybody who argues that the system is rigged against women, not on domestic abuse, it ain't. Yeah, that doesn't mean that there aren't women who aren't abused and aren't wrongly treated by the law. That happens. But the default situation in corporate America is that if a woman makes an accusation, we immediately have to take her side, even if the evidence doesn't end up stacking in her favor, which is kind of what is happening here. Has there been any talk of Amber Heard not being in the Aquaman series anymore? I've heard no talk of that whatsoever at all, which is kind of an amazing thing, given how badly this trial has gone for Amber Heard. But, you know, you can't expect people to act with any level of principle here. After all, me poo. All righty, coming up, we'll be joined by a commissioner from the FCC who was asked to shut down Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter. He said no. We'll talk with him in a moment. First, if somebody relies on your financial support, kid, aging parent, even a business partner, you need life insurance. Typically, life insurance gets more expensive as you age, so it's smart to get a policy sooner rather than later. Policy Genius is your one-stop shop to find the insurance you need at the right price. Click the link in the description or head on over to policygenius.com. Answer a few quick questions. In minutes, you can compare personalized quotes from top companies and find your lowest price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. The team of licensed experts at Policy Genius are on hand through the entire process to help you understand your options and make decisions with confidence. The Policy Genius team works for you, not the insurance companies. Whether you're just starting to shop or you have questions about your active policy, they're your independent advocates offering unbiased advice. Policy Genius doesn't add on extra fees. They don't sell your information to third parties. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. Policy Genius has options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people shop for insurance. They've placed over $120 billion in coverage. Head on over to policygenius.com. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Already coming up, we'll be joined by a commissioner at the FCC. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way.
Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line, we have one of the heads of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. His name is Brendan Carr, senior Republican on the FCC. He previously served as the agency's general counsel. And the FCC is now being asked to intervene in Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter. And Mr. Carr is saying, no, we're not going to do any of that. Thanks so much for joining the show.
Oh, great to be with you, Ben. Thanks so much.
So why don't we begin with what is the actual role of the FCC? It seems like as Democrats are taking it over, it is beginning to exceed its boundaries as per the usual arrangement. So why are people even asking the FCC to intervene in things like Elon Musk taking over Twitter? What business is that of the FCC?
Yeah, it's disappointing, but it's not surprising that stakeholders are throwing everything they have against the wall to try to slow down or stop this transaction. And they're not doing it out of an interest for neutral application of competition law. They're doing it because they very much like the type of political censorship going on right now. And to be clear, the FCC has absolutely zero authority to step in and block this transaction. We were asked to do so. They've asked the FTC to do so. They've asked the DOJ. I can't speak to the scope of the authority of those agencies, but it would completely surprise me if they have any authority to step in here and apply neutral principles and stop this. And as to the FCC, again, it's totally frivolous argument. They even cited the Telegraph Act of 1860 in their litany of kitchen sinks they threw out there.
So, Commissioner Carr, you know, I'm deeply afraid of the reshifting of the FCC away from what has traditionally been a somewhat nonpartisan agency in a pretty partisan direction. Obviously, Joe Biden is now nominating Gigi Sohn to serve as commissioner on the FCC, which shift the balance of the FCC. For folks who don't understand what the FCC is designed to do, what does the FCC do and what should its boundaries be?
Yeah, one way to put it is we're effectively a mini Congress when it comes to principally telecom, some tech issues. And yeah, we need to be bound by the Communications Act, limited by the Communications Act, and stay within our lane. So we try to free up airwaves and spectrum. We try to promote 5G. That's the core of what we do.
And there are a lot of folks who are very worried about the use of the FCC to crack down on particular types of corporate activity, the use of political sort of willpower in order to overcome the law. Are you worried about those sorts of things?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, look, right now at the FCC, we're 2-2. We're working together. We're getting good things done. But there's all sorts of requests that come in. There was a Miami area Spanish language radio station that was being bought by an alleged conservative owner. And there were petitions filed here by Democrats asking us to block it, not for any, you know, reason that would be within the FCC's purview, but because they didn't want Spanish speaking people in South Florida to hear conservative views. So I spoke up and shut that down. We get stuff like that all the time. It's really part of a broader cultural problem we have right now. You know, it used to be for 50, 60 years, the progressives, liberals embraced free speech, and that changed very rapidly. And I think it changed around 2016. And I think it accelerated under COVID-19. I mean, think back to the 1950s, 1960s, the modern day op-ed launched in the pages of the New York Times. Why? Because the then liberal progressive editors wanted divergent views. They wanted to hear news and information and ideas that were different than the ones that we bantied about in the New York Times editorial board. The editor, John Oakes, said, diversity of opinion is the lifeblood of democracy. The moment we insist that everybody think the same way we do, our democratic way of life is in jeopardy. Flash forward 50 years, there's been a 180-degree turn on that. We need to get back to this country that respect for other people's opinions.
So let's talk for 1 second about, again, the future of the FCC. You know, the FCC, as you say, is balanced right now. The FCC does have enormous statutory power, and there's been real talk about, you know, the shutdown of mergers or the return of net neutrality. What do you think the prospect is of the perversion of those FCC powers if the wrong people end up on the FCC?
Well, as soon as the FCC has a Democrat majority, I'm very confident that they're going to return to the Obama-era approach to internet regulation, to net neutrality. You know, look, it's really all over except for the yelling and the fundraising when it comes to that issue. And you really nailed it. I mean, this is an expansive overreach of the FCC to take the internet, which we have very little authority over, and reclassify it under what we call Title II of the Communications Act, which gives us heavy-handed regulations. And it'd be interesting, you know, we have a different Supreme Court today than we did in 2015 when we last did this under the Obama administration. And so I think there's going to be some scrutiny about, you know, Chevron deference and is the FCC engaging in an overreach? And we'll have to see how that plays out.
Well, again, that is Brendan Carr over at the FCC. Really appreciate your time and really appreciate your insight. Thanks for also standing up for the ability of people to actually buy companies. Kind of amazing we have to say that, but I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
All right. We've reached the end of today's show. However, we'll be back with much, much more on Monday. So rest up. Have yourself a nice relaxed weekend. There'll be a lot happening, I am sure, to talk about come Monday. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. A 22-year-old former Marine killed in what's the first known death of an American citizen fighting in Ukraine.
Willie Joseph Cancel worked as a volunteer firefighter in Walden, New York, a small community.
It impacts everyone, whether you knew them well or not.
George Brown is a firefighter who worked with Cancel.
A lot of kids at his age, they don't understand what they want to do in life, and he seemed to figure it out at a young age. And then he followed that path.
Cancel was working for a military contracting company that sent him to Ukraine.
Dedication to community service and national defense is definitely something to look up to as a role model for anyone. Willie was no exception in following that path, and heartbreaks for his family.
Cancel's father says his son decided to go to Ukraine to defend innocent people. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Food and Drug Administration set tentative dates in June to publicly review COVID-19 vaccines for the youngest American children, typically the final step before authorizing the shots. Black and Hispanic Americans remain far more cautious in their approach to the COVID-19 pandemic than do white Americans.
That's according to recent polls. 63% of black Americans and 68% of Hispanic Americans say they're at least somewhat worried about themselves or a family member becoming infected, compared with 45% of white Americans. That's according to an April Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. Divided opinions among racial groups reflect not only the unequal impact of the pandemic on people of color, but also apathy among some white Americans. John Scott reporting.
Beijing starting to resemble other Chinese cities grappling with the highly contagious Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Officials have repeatedly asserted China's adherence to zero COVID approach. SRN News.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Overseas, as COVID cases continue to fall in South Korea, the government is relaxing its outdoor mask mandates. Naomi Shannon has the latest in this report.
Starting Monday, people will only be required to wear a mask outdoors when participating in gatherings of more than 50 people or attending events with large crowds. Health authorities say the mask mandate for indoors and public transport will remain in place. In mid-March, South Korea was at the height of an Omicron variant surge, reporting hundreds of thousands of daily cases. Now, less than 30% of the country's intensive care units are occupied. But President-elect Yoon Suk-yeol, who takes office on May 10th, raised concern over the mask mandate rule, saying the move could be premature. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The pandemic's created more opportunities for remote, self-directed, and freelance work than ever. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains why.
Today, around 10 million Americans say they're working for themselves in some capacity. The opportunity to work from anywhere is indeed enticing to many, and it begs an interesting question. If you could work from anywhere, where would it be? Many of the top 10 cities for freelancers have relatively low housing costs. According to the Census Bureau data, 52% of U.S. renters paid rent that was less than the recommended threshold of 30% of gross monthly income. In these cities, unemployment was often relatively low and jobs were being added. A good job market and inflow of workers can signal growing demand for goods and services from freelancers.
It's Bernie Bennett reporting. In the 3 days after he announced he had a deal to buy Twitter, Elon Musk has sold $8.5 billion worth of Tesla stock to help fund that purchase. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Thousands of my listeners have already secured their network data. Join them at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, it has been very clear for a long time in the United States that the left has moved further left over the course of the last 20 years than the right has moved right. And this is clear in pretty much every area of politics. You'd be hard-pressed to find an issue on which the right has actually moved right, meaning the Republican Party has moved right. You can make the case that the Republican Party has gotten tactically more radical. So, for example, holding up the nomination of Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. But that was in direct response to Harry Reid nuking judicial nomination filibusters, for example. You can say that the right has gotten more radical in terms of how it interprets elections. But that followed a pattern of Democrats doing exactly that in 2000 and 2004, and then again in 2016. So it's, you can say that the right has gotten more reactionary in terms of its tactics, but in terms of actual political positioning, there is no question that the right has not gotten more radical and the left has gotten significantly more radical over time. The reason this comes up today is because Elon Musk put out a tweet, and it's a tweet of a meme, and it demonstrates how people perceive American politics to have gone, and the left is just wildly upset with this meme. So here is what the meme shows. It shows a spectrum, left, center, and right. The year 2008, it shows conservatives standing on the right, the center, located at the center of the line, and it shows a stick figure labeled me, slightly to the left of center, and then my fellow liberal all the way on the left. 2012 shows same spectrum, now it's wider, the spectrum. A conservative is still standing on the right. The center has actually moved to the left, and where it says me, still slightly left of center, and says my fellow liberal, and then all the way to the left, like running to the left. And then it says 2021. Over on the right, the conservative is still where the conservative always was. And he says, LOL. And then the center has now moved way to the left. And me is now center right. And woke progressive is way the hell out to the left, far away from everyone, shouting bigot at everybody else. This is an accurate meme. It is. The reason that independents largely poll like moderate Republicans now is not because the right got more right and the left got more left. It's because the right is basically stagnant in terms of its positions. In fact, there's a good case to be made that the right is actually more socially liberal and economically liberal than it was back in 2008. In 2008, it was the position of both major political parties that traditional marriage was the actual way that marriage was to be done in the United States. In 2008, it was the position of both major political parties that the police were good. In 2008, it was the position of both major political parties that America was at root a place of liberty and decency and that the American story was a good one. Barack Obama ran on this platform in 2008. By 2021, the left had abandoned virtually all of those issues and has now embraced radicalism on every one of those issues. And by the way, so have many Republicans. Right? The untold story of the Republican Party is that the Republican Party, there are members of the Republican Party who voted in favor of the so-called Equality Act, which enshrines gender identity in the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Like, they're members of the Republican Party who have embraced gay marriage in toto, including, by the way, President Trump, who basically did so. Okay, that is the Republican Party moving left on social issues. And yet the media are wildly upset with this meme. They suggest that Elon Musk has it all wrong. The left hasn't moved left. The right moved right and the left moved left. And that's why the polarization happened. No, that is incorrect. The left moved left culturally. The right actually moved left culturally, but not nearly as fast as the left did. The center moved left. The difference is that the left is moving so far, so fast to the left, that the reaction is now very, very strong, and the left has left a lot of people behind. If you actually spent some time last night reading through the 2008 Republican platform, there's nothing in the 2008 Republican platform that has massively changed other than the strong defense of traditional marriage in the 2008 Republican platform. In 2020, that plank had been somewhat watered down, shall we say. But other than that, platforms are virtually identical. You can say, by the way, fiscally, that the Republican Party has gotten more liberal. Fiscally, the Republican Party has stopped talking about deficit reduction. The Republican Party has stopped talking about balanced budget amendments. The Republican Party doesn't talk about spending anymore. And that is a legacy of President Trump because he realized that that was a political liability. He left that behind. So the only problem with the graphic that Elon Musk tweeted out is that it shows that the right is stagnant. That's not correct. The right actually moved to the left. The center moved to the left and the left moved way the hell to the left. But it's when you look at the 2008 Democratic Party that you see how far this party has moved. We'll get to more of this in just a moment, but first a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
Now, the stock market's at a record high. Again. Things are looking up. Houses are selling in a week. Interest rates are still crazy low. And to top it all off, the government printed $5 trillion in new money. You might have noticed that all of this doesn't add up. It's like those plates spinning on top of those sticks. When they stop, it all comes crashing down, right? You need to keep your cash safe, not crashing down. Using precious metals is a well-proven way to do this. In a gold or silver IRA 401k rollover, you even get tax breaks while you bomb-proof your money. To find out how you can do this, you need to talk to one of Noble Gold's representatives. They're patient and knowledgeable and can help you navigate the precious metals market. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying IRA that you start. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more or visit our website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Investing involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Let me read you a section from the 2008 Democratic Party platform. Okay, this is from the Democratic Party platform. Quote, at a time when our nation's officers are being asked both to provide traditional law enforcement services and to help protect the homeland, taking police off the street is neither tough nor smart. We reject this disastrous approach. This is the Democratic Party platform, 2008. We support and will restore funding to our courageous police officers and will ensure that they are equipped with the best technology, equipment, and innovative strategies to prevent and fight crime. Circa 2020, the defund the police movement was part and parcel of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party was preaching about the evils of systemic racism inside police. That's a pretty wide gap. In 2008, Barack Obama went to Saddleback Church to speak with Rick Warren, and he had this to say about his definition of marriage, 2008.
I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. Now, for me as a Christian, for me as a Christian, it's also a sacred union. God's in the mix.
Okay, that's bigot Barack Obama. Tear down all the statues. Obviously, that man is a homophobe and a transphobe of epic proportion. That was Barack Obama circa 2008. By the way, it was Barack Obama's presence on the ballot in 2008 that probably got Prop 8 to pass in California. Black voters showed up in droves to vote for Barack Obama in 2008 in the presidential election, and they simultaneously voted to enshrine traditional marriage in the Constitution of the state of California, which Democrats then appealed and Kamala Harris refused to defend and all the rest of this. Hey, so Elon Musk's tweet is correct. And the reason it matters, folks, is because when you look at how the political spectrum is shifting, the left has to insist, they have to gaslight, they have to lie. They have to insist that the right is radical. The right has gotten more radical. Now, again, when it comes to tactics, you can make the case that the right is more radical because, of course, President Trump was very Trumpy. President Trump said things about the rule of law that I disagreed with and criticized him for. President Trump said things about the election of 2020 that I disagreed with him about and don't think are backed in evidence. But when it comes to the actual political positions, which is what people typically vote for, when people vote for the generalized political perception of each party, the right has not gotten more radical by any stretch of the imagination. The right has embraced, in large part, Obamacare. Remember that time when they said they're going to repeal Obamacare? The Republican Party never did that. Remember that time that the right was suggesting it was for balanced budgets and not blowing out the deficit and then spent $7 trillion in 2020? So the right has gotten more left, too. But the media can't allow this argument. The Elon Musk argument cannot be allowed because, again, if you go back to the meme that Elon Musk put up, the natural consequence of the argument that Elon Musk puts up is that Democrats are going to lose, and they're going to continue to lose a lot. Because here's the problem. The woke progressives now rule the roost. We've gone through the stats before. If you actually examine the constituency of the Democratic Party, only about 10 to 15% of the Democratic Party considers itself woke progressive. But those are also the most active and the youngest contingent of the Democratic Party. Those are the people most passionate about Democratic Party politics. And so the Democratic Party is beholden to those people. So if you follow this pattern, right, if Elon Musk's meme tweet is essentially correct, and the woke progressives continue to move to the left, and the right just kind of continues to hover where it is, and the center continues to be dragged to the left, and everything right of center votes for the right, you're going to end up with waves of Republican elections from here on out. And that is precisely what you're seeing in the polls right now. What you're seeing in the polls in swing districts is voters believe that Democrats are the party of defund the police, that they are the party of abortion to and past birth, that they are the party of men can be women and women can be men, that they are the party of America is systemically racist and true anti-racism is in giving government complete and total power over your life, and that we should indoctrinate your kids in radical gender queer theory at the age of six. People believe this is what the Democratic Party is about, mainly because this is what the Democratic Party is about. And to pretend that that is not a radicalization is completely incorrect. This is why there are moderate liberals, even somewhat progressive liberals, people ranging from Roy Teixeira to David Shore, who are saying to the left, are you guys insane? What are you doing? Okay, but the media, who are the Praetorian Guard for the Democratic Party, they're very angry at Elon Musk for noting this. This is the real reason they oppose Musk, because it's not. Elon Musk is not a right winger by any stretch of the imagination. He is maybe a quasi-libertarian. Maybe. Okay, but Elon Musk is not a traditional conservative. He's not a down-the-line Republican voter. I believe he donated to Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. Elon Musk is not, quote-unquote, one of us here on the right. Neither is Joe Rogan, one of us. Joe Rogan and I disagree on, I would say, at least 60% of our policy prescriptions. The difference is that we are not crazy. And the left has gone completely, utterly, bat-bleep insane. And so what they are afraid of is that Elon Musk is going to come in at Twitter and he's going to allow people to say these things, because the left relies on we have to shut down the conversation so that you don't realize that the left has moved to the left. If you can move the center to the left and you can foreclose the right in order to make this chart even for the Democrats, if Democrats are going to win, then you have to go to that 2021 line, right, that shows that the center now excludes both me and the conservative and that all of those people are to the right. If you can just cut off that chart before it gets too conservative and reorient the center, then you can reorient American politics completely. So you have to censor. You have to shut down. You have to toss the right wingers off the cliff. Make them not part of the Overton window. That's all you have to do. And this is their focus. We'll get some more on this in just one moment. First, even though you're far from ordinary, the truth is ED is actually really common. In fact, 52% of dudes aged 40 to 70 experience some form of erectile dysfunction. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben right now. Speak to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about erectile dysfunction. Get $15 off your very first month of treatment. The benefits of ED treatment can help you reconnect with your partner, rediscover the joy of sex. Look, here's the important thing. Your biology needs to work the way that it is supposed to. Roman makes sure that happens. Roman's system is completely confidential, totally discreet, no big logos or labels on the packages. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it'll ship to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, convenient, and discreet. And getting started is super simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Ben, complete an online visit today. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete that online visit today. Connect with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional and get it taken care of. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben. If you're prescribed, get $15 off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this year. Roman ready. So yesterday there were a bevy of think pieces from the media about how wrong Elon Musk was. And just so wrong in so many ways for noting that the left has moved to the left. We'll get to that in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology, or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So yesterday, Elon Musk made the grave error of tweeting out the truth, which is that the left has moved far to the left, and the media are really angry about it. So there were a bevy of think pieces yesterday about how wrong Elon Musk is. So you have a piece from Philip Bump, the national correspondent for The Washington Post. What Elon Musk's polarization graph gets wrong. And here's what he says. So the guy who is poised to buy Twitter once again successfully drew attention to Twitter by offering a visual analysis of how American politics has changed in recent years. And then he shows Musk's tweet. The unsubtle point is in keeping with most of Musk's other non-rocket-related tweets since it was announced that Twitter would accept his buyout bid. The American left had run amok, literally to the left in the illustration, leaving even one-time allies behind. Meanwhile, the right had just been sitting there watching its opponents head to the fringe. One can see how this is appealing to Musk, who has leaned into the idea that Twitter is dangerously influenced by extreme left-wing thinking and whose recent engagement on the platform has been to express sympathy toward overt right-wing trolls. Ooh, overt right like the Babylon Bee, ooh. But the illustration is simply wrong. It's not a misinterpretation. It is not a differential interpretation. It's just wrong, according to Philip, but factually incorrect. Not solely in its obvious exaggeration for effect, but in its understanding of how the country has changed over the past decade or two. And then Philip Bump drags out a couple of measures that are just ridiculous. One is the average ideological score using a metric called DW nominate, shown for each party's caucus in each chamber of Congress. The score runs from -1 to +1, with lower scores representing more liberal ideologies, as expressed in votes centered on support for government power. The biggest changes have been in the Senate, where since the start of the 111th Congress in 2009, the Republican caucus has gotten 0.13 points more conservative on average. In each of the other caucuses, the shift has been about 0.04 points toward the polls. That's not what DW Nominate does. Okay, the idea that DW Nominate is some sort of objective metric on ideology, that's not correct. They basically just look at how they bootstrap their own standard errors. There are deep problems with this particular measurement. Basically, it just looks at the censor of the parties and it looks how often parties vote in unison. If parties vote in unison more often, it assumes they are more ideologically rigid. Democrats were always ideologically rigid and they always voted in unison. Republicans increasingly have voted in unison. Therefore, it looks like Republicans have moved more. That doesn't mean Republicans moved more. The censor of the Republican Party is basically where it always was. It's just that they are voting more often against the Democrats together. They say there are a lot of valid criticisms of DW Nominate in general that we could examine, but it's not a great measure of what Musk is talking about anyway. Well, then why did you bring it, Philip Bump? So instead, he says, let's consider how Americans actually identify their own politics. Luckily, we have a metric for that, evaluations of ideology, as measured in the biennial General Social Survey. The survey asks people to score their identity on a scale from 1, extremely liberal, to 7, extremely conservative. In the middle is 4, moderate. And then it shows how Americans have shifted. And what it shows is that Democrats are more often identifying as liberal, and Republicans are more often identifying as conservative. But that doesn't actually measure the positions of the parties. Again, people on the right are identifying more as conservative in opposition to people on the left who are, in fact, saying and doing more woke things. The actual change in ideology is a real thing, but they can't allow this to be the case. They can never acknowledge this, because then they can try to claim that it's the right that's getting more right for no reason at all, which is why you've seen simultaneously an attack on Ron DeSantis in Florida. Right? How dare Ron DeSantis in Florida? He's creating these divisive, polarized political issues. No, he's not. He's reacting to the fact that you guys lost your damned minds. It didn't used to be a controversial position that cops should be paid and that you should back them. That is Ron DeSantis' position in Florida. It didn't used to be a controversial position. They shouldn't indoctrinate seven-year-olds that a penis doesn't mean you're a boy. These did not used to be controversial positions. Ron DeSantis articulating those positions does not make him more radical. He has not moved the spectrum. He has just continued to stand there, and you're angry that he's standing there. So in what is clearly an echo chamber environment in the media, there are several simultaneous hit pieces out there about Ron DeSantis today. Two from the Washington Post, one from the New York Times, all about how the right is moving. They're running, screaming toward the right. Not true. The right is just standing here. That's all we've been doing the whole time. And the way that you can tell this, by the way, the way that the media treat it as a revelation every time, for example, the Pope says he still believes in traditional marriage, demonstrates the case. This has been the position of every major world religion for several thousand years at this point. And yet every time a major religious thinker says something like men and women make a marriage, men are not women and women are not men, the media immediately come out and they say, my God, they're getting more right wing. Or perhaps what we have here is the Doppler effect. And you are in the car that's speeding away and everything sounds different because you are speeding that way. So in the New York Times today, you have a piece called How DeSantis Transformed Florida's Political Identity. Not an opinion piece. Quote, Florida feels like a state running a fever. Its very identity changing at a frenetic pace. I'm sorry that it feels that way to you. Oh, the New York Times. Oh, so sad for you. I'm so sorry that you lost a congressional seat in your state because you guys suck at everything. I'm sorry about that. Does it feel like Florida's running a fever? Because it feels great. I live here. It's fantastic. We're not running a fever. You guys are just insane. If I got a fever, the prescription is more. Once the biggest traditional presidential battleground, it has suddenly turned into a laboratory of possibility for the political right. Ooh, ah. Now, I love this description. You ready? Discussions of sexual orientation and gender identity prohibited in early elementary school. This is a state apparently moving to the right. Let me read that again. Discussions of sexual orientation and gender identity prohibited in early elementary school. Now, a sane and rational person might read, wait a second. You were trying to teach sexual orientation and gender identity to elementary school students? That's what a sane person would read. To the New York Times, if you wish to prohibit this, this means that you are running a political fever and you are implementing your fascism from the right to prohibit such things. Math textbooks rejected en masse for what the state calls indoctrination. Well, I mean, were you trying to push critical race theory about how every disparity, racial disparity in America, is a result of American racism in math books? Because, yeah, that's what that is. And no, that shouldn't be taught in schools. Schools and other employees limited in what they can teach about racism and other aspects of history. Tenured professors in public university subjected to new reviews. Oh, my God. Tenured professors who actually have to be reviewed for their work? That's crazy. Abortions banned after 15 weeks. Oh, the radicalism. You mean that Florida says you shouldn't be able to stop the murder of unborn children? Unborn children who are nearly 4 months old in the womb? That's so radical. By the way, this also happens to the position in nearly every civilized country. America is a wild outlier in what it allows with regard to abortion. But this is the line of the left. And this is why Democrats are going to get their asses handed to them in November. I mean, they're just going to get clocked. There are new polls out today showing Republicans have a generic ballot 10-point congressional advantage. To put that by way of contrast, in 2010, a Republican wave election, going into the election, they had like an R+4, R+6, not R+10. It's going to be a wipeout. But again, the media cannot handle this because the media are the people who have driven this to the left. They're the ones who have taken this Cadillac and they are driving it off the cliff with Joe Biden in the passenger seat. It's insane. Alrighty, coming up, the media, again, they cannot handle the idea that the left has moved to the left because it's true and it's ugly for them. So they're just going to lie about it. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the left's agenda here is pretty obvious. They have to pretend that the left has not moved to the left. That is untrue. So you got Amber Phillips, staff writer over at the Washington Post. How Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wages his culture wars. Perhaps no politician has been as effective at waging today's culture wars as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He didn't initiate the culture war. You guys did. Who initiates the culture war matters. If you punch me and then I punch you back, I didn't initiate the fight. You initiated the fight, and if I finish the fight, good for me. But again, the left has to portray the Republicans as the aggressors here. There's not a single social issue in America where Republicans are the aggressor over the course of the last 30 years. Not one. This country has been moving progressively to the left on social issues for decades on end. You cannot name a social issue on which the American governmental structure has moved to the right. It does not exist. It doesn't. I challenge anybody on the left to bring me one issue where the governmental structure of the United States, the legislative structure of the United States, has moved to the right over the course of the last 30 years. The only case you can make is in some states on abortion, and that's only because there was an artificial quash on abortion law put in place in 1973 by the Supreme Court in Roe. Every other issue, literally all of them, we have moved to the left, every single one. But the idea is that if Ron DeSantis says no, this means that he is the aggressor now. Or maybe you guys are the aggressor. Again, Amber Phillips says, DeSantis acknowledges critical race theory is not part of public school curricula in Florida, though it originated as an academic construct that argues that racial inequality is woven into society and its systems. The term has become a catch-all on the right for teaching or discussions about race conservatives oppose. He also directly takes on the left's allegations that the focus is inherently rooted in white grievance. DeSantis said, quote, it's required in Florida statutes to teach about all segments of American history. You have to teach about the Holocaust, African-American history. You teach about the institution and the abolition of slavery. You teach about the failure of the post-Civil War amendments to take hold and how you need to fight for civil rights. We teach that because it's real history and it's important. What we will not do is let people distort history to try to serve their current ideological goals. This apparently is radical. Deeply radical stuff. How dare he? Another piece from Paul Waldman in the Washington Post. The new Republican statism. You see, the Republicans are now statists. They've moved radically to the right. Guys, this gaslighting, it's not working. Because Elon Musk's chart, it rings true. It is correct. So Paul Waldman says, when a Republican state legislator unashamedly announces his intention is not only to ban books from school libraries across the state, but to burn the offending books, you know something has changed. Wait, hold up a second. So the idea is that Republicans, who are now asking that school libraries pre-screen their books for young children, that this is something that has changed? This has been part of local governmental structure for literally all of time. Not every book is available in every library in the United States, and left-wing school districts ban books just as right-wing school districts do when it comes to the library. But, says Paul Waldman, there might not be state-sponsored book burnings in Tennessee in the near future, but who knows? Perhaps more profound than even the fury of the new right-wing culture war is the way it appears to be completely reconfiguring what we understood American conservatism to be. It's manifest in the ongoing wave of speech-restricting gag laws being passed by Republican states. That's not where it's going to end. These laws are being passed at a furious pace. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a group of laws on Thursday to restrict what teachers can say about race, gender, and sexuality, as well as forbidding transgender children from playing sports. I have a question. How is that Republican statism? That's a reaction to the fact that you guys now say that boys should race girls. If you mistake the reaction for the initiation of the fight, you are going to lose, because you will continue to make excuses for why you haven't moved. Anybody who argues that the left hasn't moved, just the Republicans have been saying this about JFK for decades, right? If you look at JFK's platform in 1960, it looks like the Republican platform circa about 2004. And if you look at the Democratic platform circa 2008 on policing, if you look at Barack Obama's comments on marriage circa 2008, if you look at how Democrats talked about gender in 2008, there's not anybody in 2008 in the Democratic Party who would have recognized as a White House related notion that small children should be given access to puberty blockers. You guys did this. You dug the hole, and you won't stop digging. And let me be clear about this. The more you protest, the worse it's going to get for you. The more you protest that those of us who say no are the offenders, the worse it is going to get for you. Again, this has been, the Democratic Party has gotten more radical. It used to be about local governance for the Democratic Party in some way, right? School boards mattered. Parents still mattered. Now they're like just rushing to the left because they think they'll never lose an election again. They're about to find out the hard way. That ain't true. So, for example, literally yesterday, Miguel Cardona, the Secretary of Education, he came out and he says that he is concerned that parents are holding schools accountable. If this is your party, guys, this is a far left position.
We are concerned with some of the policies that are less curriculum, more about division, more about bringing politics into the schools. I said at the onset, our schools should not be the place for culture wars.
The school should not be a place for culture wars. You guys initiated the culture wars. You did. We didn't do it. It was you. You guys said that you can't teach prayer in the public schools, but you can teach boys that girls have it. That was you. Okay, and then you're like, oh, well, you know, we didn't rush to the left. It's all you guys. This is why they're so angry at Elon Musk. They're deeply afraid that if Elon Musk allows people to say these things out loud, things will get worse for the left. Because again, the only solution to this is censorship. The only solution to the fact that you guys have rushed way to the left and you left the mainstream behind, you left the center behind, and you pushed everybody to the right, and you forced people with views as politically disparate as me and Brett Weinstein and Joe Rogan and Bill Maher into the same corner. Me and Bill Maher in the same corner. That's on you. And the only way that you can avoid the consequences of your own action is to silence the right. It's to pretend that people like me are the aggressors, or Ron DeSantis is the aggressor, or maybe Bill Maher is the aggressor, or Joe Rogan is. I mean, they go after Joe Rogan and Bill Maher with similar alacrity to the way they go after people like me. So if you just keep slicing off that, if you just keep moving the Overton window to the left, then you can pretend that there isn't anybody outside the Overton window. Problem is, all those people vote. All those people vote. When you wish every single other person you don't like out into the cornfield, it turns out there'll be a lot of people out in that cornfield, and they will grab pitchforks, and they will come for you. And that's what's happening politically right now. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, if somebody relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child or an aging parent, even a business partner, you need life insurance. It's just the responsible thing to do. And you need to do it sooner rather than later, because typically life insurance gets more expensive as you age. So it's smart to get a policy like right now. Policy Genius can help you make all of this happen. Policy Genius is your one-stop shop to find and buy the insurance you need. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com, answer a few quick questions in minutes. You can compare personalized quotes from top companies and find your lowest price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. The team of licensed experts at Policy Genius are on hand throughout the entire process to help you understand your options and make decisions with confidence. The Policy Genius team works for you, not the insurance companies. Whether you're just starting to shop or you have questions about your active policy, they are your independent advocates offering unbiased advice. Policy Genius doesn't add on extra fees. They're not going to sell your information to third parties. They have thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people shop for insurance. They've placed over $120 billion in coverage. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. And this is why they are so afraid of what Elon Musk is about to do at Twitter, because he's about to open the Overton window again. And my God, if the right is allowed back into the Overton window, the left has no chance whatsoever politically. They are screwed. They're in serious trouble, which is why you see the Twitter moderate. So again, the left angle is that we have to stop Elon Musk. And the best way to stop Elon Musk is we will whine about it. We will just cry and we will just whine. Piece from the New York Times today. Inside Twitter fears Musk will return platform to its early troubles. Now, let me just be clear. I was on Twitter pretty early. Twitter was a much better place early on. It was. You could actually tell jokes and you could say wild things and you could have thought experiments. In fact, there's you want to know why there's a lot of quote unquote resurfacing of old tweets? Because Twitter wasn't the kind of place in 2008 that it is in 2022. In 2008, you could put out a wild idea as like a thought experiment and nobody would take it super seriously. Or you could make an irreverent, edgy, terrible joke and everybody would go, it's just a joke. Then came 2022. The future rushed along and now we unsurface those old tweets and then we hold you to account. And maybe we ban you for a tweet that's 10 years old. So how, oh my God, we can't have jokes anymore. We can't have, we have to stop this. And the Twitter moderators know best. They know best. According to the New York Times, Elon Musk had a plan to buy Twitter and undo its content moderation policies. On Tuesday, just a day after reaching his $44 billion deal to buy the company, Musk was already at work on his agenda. He tweeted that past moderation decisions by a top Twitter lawyer were, quote, obviously incredibly inappropriate. Later, he shared a meme mocking the lawyer, sparking a torrent of attacks from other Twitter users. Mr. Musk's personal critique was a rough reminder of what faces employees who create and enforce Twitter's complex content moderation policies. His vision for the company would take it right back to where it started, employees said, and force Twitter to relive the last decade. Oh, God forbid. Gaia forbid. Huh. Twitter executives who created the rules said they had once held views about online speech similar to Musk's. They believed Twitter's policies should be limited, mimicking local laws. But more than a decade of grappling with violence, harassment, and election tampering changed their minds. Now, many executives at Twitter and other social media companies view their content moderation policies as essential safeguards to protect speech. Well, yes, which is why Twitter is a failure and why Musk is coming in to fix it. Twitter employees wrote in an internal list of questions they hope to ask Musk, quote, "You have said you want more free speech and less moderation on Twitter. What will this mean in practice?" Another question asked, "Some people interpret your arguments in defense of free speech as a desire to open the door back up for harassment. Is that true? And if not, do you have ideas for how to both increase free speech and keep the door closed on harassment?" So again, the line here is going to be that Twitter is going to be terrible and horrible and no good and very bad because people will be allowed to talk and people can't be allowed to talk because the far left has to be perceived as the new center. That's the only way this is ever going to work. Well, the problem is that eventually the truth gets out. And as the truth gets out, the Democrats are screwed. We will get to the truth about Joe Biden's administration in just one second. But first, fortune favors the bold and the strong and the brave. For your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need business checking as brave as you are. Introducing Novo Business Checking. Novo is powerful, simple business checking. And unlike traditional banking, Novo does not have minimum balances, no transaction limits, no hidden fees. Instead of a one-size-all-fits approach, Novo is customized to your business. It saves you time and frees up cash flow with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free. Join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who have found the customizable business checking solution that admires their brave. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at novo.co/Shapiro. Plus, Ben Shapiro Show listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Go to novo.co/Shapiro to sign up for free. Novo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, FA member FDIC. Terms and conditions do apply. Alrighty, coming up, the left, the news is real bad for them, so they do have a solution, and it is to shut everyone else up, is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
RC from Tobacco and Brew here, introducing this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Perla del Mar, a gem of a smoke. The Perla del Mar features special, hand-selected, aged binder and long filler from four distinct regions of Nicaragua. Smooth, lush flavor with a complex but balanced smoking experience. Perla del Mar. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
9550.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the left's plan, if they are losing, is to just shut everybody up. Again, the reason the left has to silence everybody is because they've moved so far to the left. It's also because, again, when the news is bad, if you can just sort of shut down the news, then you do. When Donald Trump suggested that the news is the fake news, in one way, he was wrong, right? Sometimes they would report things that were true and he would label it fake news. But in a broader way, he was totally right, which is that the journalismers are journalismers. They are not, in fact, journalists. They journalism, getting that hot, sticky journalism all over the place. And that hot, sticky journalism invariably is ghouly left-wing. So, for example, we are supposed to pretend that Joe Biden is still with us. Joe Biden, the late lamented Joe Biden, has been dead for at least a year. And now he's just walking around and his neurons are randomly firing. And it is a deeply depressing sight. Here yesterday was the non-functional president of the United States attempting to say the word kleptocracy.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies.
Things are going great, guys. And by the way, Joe Biden also says he's not worried about a recession, which is weird because everybody's worried about a recession. As we found out yesterday, the U.S. GDP fell at 1.4%. The economy shrank for the first time since early in the pandemic. There is no rationale for why the economy should be shrinking right now. When he took office, I suggested we were going to have a two-year boom because the vaccines were in place. The economy was ready to open back up. People had money to spend. People wanted to get back to work. And somehow this idiot has managed to plunge us into the face of a recession. We are one quarter away from an official recession. A recession is defined as two quarters of negative growth. We now have one. This last quarter of GDP failure did not take into account fully the Ukraine war. It did not take into account fully the new COVID wave in China that is shutting down supply lines. It took into account massive government spending that has continued under Joe Biden, which contributes to GDP growth. GDP is not a wonderful stat because it takes into account government spending as overall spending. So you can actually jack around with the GDP stats by basically ratcheting up government spending. This is what China does on a routine basis to jog those GDP stats. It doesn't take into account the fact that the interest rates are about to increase dramatically, that mortgage rates are spiking, doesn't take into account any of those things. So things are about to get worse. Pretty much everyone now estimates that we're going to hit a recession sometime inside the next year and a half. I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. But here was Joe Biden yesterday saying he's not concerned about a recession. Because why would he be? He's not concerned about anything. He's the happiest man in America. Every morning somebody wakes him up and tells him he's president and he's excited about it.
How concerned are you about a recession, given the GDP report today showed a contraction of 1.4% in the fourth quarter?
Well, I'm not concerned about a recession. I think what you're seeing is enormous growth in the country that was affected by everything from COVID and the COVID blockages that we occurred along the way.
Oh, he's not worried about it at all. He's not worried. Everything is great. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, another of your geriatric senile contingent. Here is Nancy Pelosi explaining that actually they're doing an excellent job lowering costs at the pump and at the table, which comes as a shock to everyone who has gone shopping in the last year or anybody who buys gas ever.
There are many aspects to this, but the price of gas and the price of oil have an impact on the price of many other things, including the price of food. So lowering cost at the pump, lowering cost at the kitchen table, that's what Democrats are about.
Oh, is that what you're about? Is that what you're about? Well, it's going very poorly for you then. And what is their answer to things like gas price inflation? Here's another dullard, Chuck Schumer. He's soon to be my minority leader, saying that it's the oil companies. If we yell at the oil companies, then probably that will fix things.
Oil companies last year made record profits on these tragedies, almost like vultures. We have the Ukraine tragedy. We have the COVID tragedy. And do they try to make things better? No. They come in and make record profits.
They're vultures. Right? That's what's going on here. It's all the oil companies that are vultures. You guys can't escape the fact that your economic program created this. You did this. This is on you. And the continuation of bad economic policy is also on you. I have to say, the regressive nature of Democratic economic policy is truly incredible. It really is. I mean, it's not just that they are pursuing economic policy that sinks the possibility for future innovation and investment. It's not just that regulation and tax policy recommended by this administration, the fundamental belief that governmental spending is somehow superior to private sector spending, it's not just that that is deeply damaging to the economy, it's that even the governmental policies they pursue are actually regressive. So, for example, they're now talking very seriously about student loan relief. This benefits the laptop class. This benefits all the people who waited to pay off their loans. Not people like me. I paid off my loans and I paid off my wife's loans. It benefits people who did not pay off their student loans. They took out $100,000 to get a gender studies degree from NYU so that they can become a professional useless person at a diversity, equity, and inclusion symposium for Rochester University or something. It helps those people. The professional laptop class, the younger laptop class, who now owes student debt. Because if you're 45, you probably paid off your student debt. It's really if you're 25, this is for. So Joe Biden is openly talking about that. And these, by the way, are the people who, as a economic contingent, are the people with the highest income potential in the United States if you're talking about college graduates with student loan debt. Here is Joe Biden talking about how he wants to relieve that student loan debt in the middle of an inflationary cycle as we are about to enter a recession.
Now, I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness, and I'll have an answer on that in the next couple weeks.
This unbelievably regressive administration is now moving to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes. Now, I'm not an advocate of cigarettes. I don't like cigarettes. They annoy me. The smoke bothers me. However, if you are looking at policies that directly target the poorest Americans, particularly Black Americans, banning menthol cigarettes is actually the way that you do that. According to the New York Times, the FDA on Thursday announced a plan to ban sales of menthol-flavored cigarettes in the United States, a measure many public health experts hailed as the government's most meaningful action in more than a decade of tobacco control efforts. The ban would most likely have the deepest impact on Black smokers, nearly 85% of whom use menthol cigarettes, compared with only 29% of white smokers, according to a government survey. If effective in reducing smoking, the ban could significantly diminish the burden of chronic disease and limit the number of lives cut short by one of the most hazardous legal products available. Now, again, I'm not a fan of cigarettes. I also am going to point out here that it was Democrats who used to claim that the killing of Eric Garner in New York City, which was because he was selling what are called Lucy's, and he was selling Lucy's because of the high tax on cigarettes in the city of New York. They're now proposing more restrictions that will lead to presumably more illegal activities for the large number of Black people who use menthol cigarettes. So this administration's position right now is relieve student loan debt on rich white people and ban the sale of menthol cigarettes for poor Black people. Genius stuff from the most progressive administration in modern American history. Meanwhile, other wonderful policies that they are pursuing. Jen Psaki says, you know what, maybe in order to relieve inflation at this time, perhaps we should get rid of some tariffs on the Chinese. Genius. Genius. So the Chinese are providing the sole economic outlet for the Russians right now. We are in effectively an economic proxy war with Russia in Ukraine. We are trying to cut them off at the knees. Meanwhile, China has cast its eyes upon Taiwan. China is militarizing faster than ever before. China is cutting itself off from the rest of the world in an attempt to weaponize up. And this administration's policy is, what if we help them out by getting rid of the tariffs because our own inflationary policy is too crappy?
To what extent are you looking at cutting tariffs on Chinese goods as a way to ease inflation?
Well, there's an ongoing review of that led by Ambassador Tai at USTR, and we are certainly continuing to look at where these tariffs put in place by the prior administration don't make sense. And one of the factors that we're looking at as a part of this review is certainly the impact on jobs and wages. We're also looking at where we have concerns about the economic policies and approaches of China, but I don't have anything to preview at this point.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. So this administration is a disaster area, which is why, again, they must focus on shutting down your ability to speak inside the Overton window. It has to happen, because if people actually realize how far left the left has moved, the left will just not win. They will not win. They will pay an extraordinary political price. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The same treacherous conditions that hampered battling wildfires last weekend back, as thousands of firefighters are continuing to slow the advance of destructive wildfires in the Southwest. Fire behavior specialist Stuart Turner says conditions for growth at the Hermit's Peak and Calf Canyon wildfires outside of Las Vegas, New Mexico, are extraordinary.
So we have open fire line. We have winds coming in, 33, gusting to 50. Minimum humidity is 7%. Fine dead fuels of 2. I mean, I can't imagine a worse day.
And Turner expects the fires to grow.
About the only thing I can say is, like we saw last Friday, epic fire behavior. It's a day that, as a firefighter, we'll write about, we'll read studies about. It's going to be a big fire day. It's a very, very dangerous fire day.
Russia has staved off default on its debt by making a last-minute payment using its precious dollar reserve sitting outside the country, that according to U.S. Treasury officials. Food and Drug Administration has set tentative dates in June to publicly review COVID-19 vaccines for the youngest of America's children.
The meeting announcement follows months of frustration from families impatient for a chance to vaccinate their little children. Some politicians have also complained about the slow review process. The FDA says an outside panel of vaccine experts will review applications from Moderna and Pfizer for child vaccines. Currently, only children ages 5 or older can be vaccinated in the U.S. On Thursday, Moderna submitted some of its data that it hopes will prove that its 2 low-dose shots can protect children younger than 6. Pfizer is soon expected to announce data on its low-dose shots for the littlest kids. Norman Hall, Washington.
More news at townhall.com.
Almost every day we hear about another major corporation that's gone woke, tormenting their employees with leftist propaganda and funding organizations who seem to hate this country, traditional values, and the U.S. Constitution. That's why I'm proud to support Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they have the same cell phone towers as the major carriers, so you get the same great service. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional support. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, and the sanctity of life. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA and switch today. Or call 972-PATRIOT, free activation code GORKA. They also have extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. patriotmobile.com/GORKA, 972-PATRIOT.
British billionaire Jim Ratcliffe launched a late $5 billion bid to buy Chelsea after a previous owner was sanctioned for his ties to President Putin.
Jim Ratcliffe placed the bid as three offers from American investors were already being assessed as the sale process nears the end. Ratcliffe, the chairman of chemical giant INEOS, is a Chelsea fan who owns European teams Nice and Lausanne. His company says over half the bid is committed to a charitable trust to help victims of the Ukraine war. Chelsea was put up for sale in March after Russian owner Roman Abramovich was sanctioned by the British government over his ties to President Vladimir Putin. Naomi Shannon, London.
The head of the European Union's border agency resigned immediately on Friday. The bloc's executive said the move followed media allegations his agency was involved in illegal pushbacks of migrants who were trying to reach Europe. More at townhall.com. Virginia House Democrats voting to remove their caucus leader.
The action comes months after an unsuccessful election cycle that saw the party lose full control of the state government. Lawmakers and staffers say the 48-member caucus voted by secret ballot to remove Minority Leader Eileen Filler Corn, who previously served as Virginia's first female House Speaker. No immediate vote was held on who would fill Filler Corn's role. Members refused to comment on their objections to Filler Corn's leadership. Keith Peters reporting.
The commander of the submarine training school at Naval Base Point Loma in San Diego has been fired after less than 1 year on the job. This after an investigation had found a, quote, loss of trust and confidence in his ability to command. The Navy did not provide any further details. Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
About a recession, given the GDP report today showed a contraction of 1.4% in the fourth quarter.
Well, I'm not concerned about a recession. I mean, you're always concerned about a recession.
What, him worry? Why would he worry about the economy? It's not on him. He's doing a great job. The economy's great. Sure, grocery store shelves are going to be empty from time to time, like in the Soviet Union. But fear not, Lunch Bucket Joe's got it under control. He likes to talk about the growth in the economy. Of course, currently the growth in our economy, we think it might be a tumor. What kind of growth is it? I don't know. We're having a scan today. Going in for an MRI. Hey, what's the economy doing in the tube? We're checking that growth to see what it is. It might be a goiter. Could be a goiter. Like Curly in the Three Stooges, he had that goiter.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. It's a growth. It's the economy, stupid. It's not a tumor. Well, happy Friday to you and welcome. The beat goes on, as Sonny and Cher used to say. You know, he eventually went to Congress, member of Congress, before his tragic accident costing his life. He used to see him actually in the neighborhood. He used to come to a tavern near where we live, and he would wear his
leather bomber jacket, like an Air Force old style leather bomber jacket with a giant House of Representatives seal on the back, an embroidered House of Representatives seal. And he always smiling and happy and always happy to see everybody. But I digress. It is Joe Biden was in rare form yesterday. Well, it's not really rare. He was in typical form yesterday. And what it demonstrated once again is that we desperately need to have this man take a cognitive test, and they can't be allowed to cover up the results. Remember when they were pounding the table and screaming and yelling and tearing their clothing, saying that President Trump had to submit himself to a cognitive test where he could name the giraffe and the elephant and the lion, and of course he walked through it with blazing colors and everything was fine. Now, Lunch Bucket Joe, that's another thing altogether. Yesterday, the White House, first of all, he couldn't, there were words in the teleprompter that he couldn't pronounce, and he tripped over one word in particular, and we're going to get to that, that he just tripped over and couldn't get out, and it made me laugh. But it's sad at the same time. You know, the Christian thing is not to laugh at the poor man. It's to say the poor man needs help and he shouldn't be president of the United States. But it is well past time for the cognitive test for Lunch Bucket Joe Biden. And the White House had to put out, not only did he stumble all over the word that he couldn't utter, but he also apparently misread the teleprompter when it went by. And what he said was that we're going to accommodate the Russian oligarchs. He said we're going to accommodate them. Now, I'm not sure if he knows what that word means. This is a distinct possibility. It could explain everything. You know, very often they use the words, but they don't know what they mean. And that might have been the case yesterday with Lunch Bucket Joe. But one thing that is abundantly clear at this late stage of the game, and that is that his brain, she's a broke. She's a no good, that brain.
Isn't anybody going to help that poor man?
Nobody... That's the Christian thing. That's a little Blazing Saddles. That's the thing. Excuse me while I whip this out. That was right in there. That's good stuff. So we got Lunch Bucket Joe. He was speaking yesterday. Therefore, there is comedy. You know, there's comedy tonight. That's just completely crazy. The great headline from The Hill in Washington, D.C. Latest GDP numbers bungle Biden's messaging on economy. You mean the facts don't jibe with what the White House is saying, with what the president is saying? Yes, that's what they mean. But instead, they spin it. The Hill, a newspaper of some repute. Latest GDP, the gross domestic product numbers, bungle. I like bungle in the jungle. Bungle Biden's messaging on economy. Is that really the important thing here? That's the economy affects all of us. And as you see, the news media likes to view it through the prism of how it affects Biden and the Democrats. Well, wait a minute. Gosh, New York was just hit with a 9-megaton nuclear weapon from Russia and Putin. How will this affect Biden? What will this mean to the Democrats in the midterm elections? I think might be the headline the next day. Pretty amazing stuff. So the economy actually shrunk, or it shrank, or it was in the pool, which is possible, but the economy shrinks by 1.4% in 3 months. Surprise first quarter reversal after hot growth stokes fear of recession. That's the Washington Post headline and subheadline there. And they also are very concerned about how this will affect the Democrats in the midterm elections, because God knows there are Democrats at Dr. Evil's Washington Post working for the evil oligarch. Well, there's some Amazon news today, too. It's not too interesting, but it's okay. Biden not concerned about recession. That's what he says. He's not concerned. You just heard him. I'm not concerned. I live in the White House. I travel by motorcade. My helicopter is out back. I've got a 747 that somebody else pays for. You know, President Trump had his own 757 that he flew around with his name on the side, very tastefully adorning both sides of the of the 757. But Joe Biden, he's not concerned about recession.
Well, I'm not concerned about a recession. I mean, you're always concerned about recession.
So are you or aren't you? I'm trying to let me see. Yeah, then he gave a big thumbs up, and his mouth fell open, and then he fell over like a log, and they came over and dusted him off and propped him back up again. He's not concerned. But the economy did shrink, and that's not a good sign. You know, we're the United States of America, at least we used to be. Oh, speaking of the commissars in town, don't turn around, the commissars in town, because we have a new speech commissar. The Ministry of Truth has been hatched in the United States of America. Normally, we had to look to the history books to find things like this, or, you know, severely communist countries like North Korea. But now the Democrats, who, as I like to say, the Democratic Party isn't, and these aren't liberals, this is the left, and they just keep proving it again and again. And I got to tell you, they're really flogging this left-wing horse that they have here. It's kind of a left-wing Trojan horse, and amazing stuff, but the commissar is in town. And did you see there's video that I guess she posted on TikTok herself, this neo-fascist word Nazi who is here to burn words and phrases because, you know, Joe Biden was talking a couple of days ago about book burning. He's talking about book burning. Once again, projecting. It's a little projection thing. Unless you're talking about the kiddie porn that they're peddling for kindergartners, you know, which are, what do they call those? Graphic novels. It's like a comic book, but porn. And gay porn, to be more specific. And that's what they want your children to be reading when they're 4 and 5 years old. That's their thing. I actually looked some of that up. Also, I'm waiting for the FBI to come knock my door down with a battering ram because I saw on the internet what the Democrats are trying to get into kindergarten, and they're pretty disturbed people, I've got to say. Yeah, but this crazy woman who is the commissar of truth in the United States of America, she, our very own Joey Goebbels, our very own Leventi Beria. He was Stalin's head of the KGB, and he murdered everybody. And they got this woman. She is a radical, and she posted a video of herself where she took a is it a show tune? Is that technically a show tune? I'm not sure. I'll ask Larry O'Connor. He'll know. And then she changed the words of a show tune, you know, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. She took that, and she changed it into a bizarro LSD anti-Republican hate speech. I think it's hate speech. It's going to have to be banned. It should be banned because it's hate speech, isn't it? And it's racist. Why is it racist? Why isn't it racist? You know, everything's racist. And this is a thing. So it's got to be racist, too. Those are the rules that the Democrats have laid down. So whether you hear this, you may have already heard it, you may have already seen it, but, you know, I did a little bit of a rewrite on it. When I was driving in, I was just driving in my really fast automobile this morning and hitting every red light along the way. And I was singing to myself this super califragilisticexpialidocious, and I came up with a couple of new lyrics. I haven't really had time to work it out verse for verse, but I got a few things going on there. The supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, rewritten for the modern time of Democrat Party fascism in America, and I don't say that lightly. Well, I do say it somewhat lightly, but it is gosh, it's so darn close to true that I just can't say. Biden also, because he's the client of the military-industrial complex. He asked Congress for another $33 billion in aid to Ukraine so that, you know, we can kill more Russians. Also, there are reports there from Ukraine and the Ukrainians, and I would take them with a grain of salt. But they say that they intercepted radio traffic with the Russians and that the intercepted radio traffic, Russian radio traffic, reveals that the Russians have lost more than 25,000 troops in this weeks-old conflict in Ukraine. And they've made some headway, but not a great victory, I've got to say. Now, I don't know if that's actually true or not. I would double and triple check that because of the sourcing, which is pretty thin and biased, and you got to look out for propaganda in these situations. But if true, as the Democrats like to say, as James Clyburn likes to say, if true, you know, that gives you cover for everything. You can say anything you want after that. I know I learned that from James Clyburn. is a leading Democrat in the House of Representatives. That would be an absolute catastrophe. That would be, you know, three times, more than three times the number of troops that the United States had killed in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan combined in 20 years. So that would be not very good generaling, to say the least. And we'll see about that. We'll see whether that number actually pans out or not. At the same time, a 22-year-old U.S. Marine, a Marine Corps veteran, went to Ukraine to fight the Russians for money, and he was killed. And apparently, reportedly, according to the current information, the first American killed in the Ukraine conflict, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And his name is Joseph Kensel. And killed in Ukraine, the family hoping to get his body, his remains back home. But fascinating, if true, 25,900 Russian troops killed. Maybe true, maybe not, according to Ukrainians who say that that information came from an intercepted phone call. Maybe true, maybe not. But honestly, the word Nazis, the word the Democrat Goebbels, this is really the big story of the day. The disinformation board led by a fake Russia expert who's an anti-Trump, anti-Republican, ipso facto anti-American leftist, and the disinformation governance board, which is right out of another century and another hemisphere. Quite honestly, but the left is here. I keep saying this. These are not liberals. This is the left. The two couldn't be more different. Speaking of Elon Musk, did you see the Elon Musk posted a funny, well, is that a meme? I would call it a graphic, but a fun graphic. And even Fox News misunderstood what they were looking at when I was watching them. Oh, it's Elon Musk showing his movement to the right over the years. That's the exact opposite of what it shows. But that's what they kept saying on Fox News this morning. Every day's an IQ test. Yeah. And you remember Barack Obama? He was just talking a couple of weeks ago about how he was at Stanford near the Silicon Valley, talking about how we really need to fight the spread of disinformation because people are dying. People are dying because of disinformation. Reminds me of the Monty Python, the lethal joke. Remember the lethal joke? If you read half the joke, you could be hospitalized for weeks. But if the whole joke was delivered, you died. It was developed for warfare. And these people are not liberals, and they're not Democrats. But now we have an American censor. And whether you hear this woman singing, she sings. That's right. We got stories about Netflix and Democrat governors letting murderers go free because they love murderers, but they don't like the murdered. They're on the side of the murderer. And every time you look up, pretty amazing stuff. Drinking blood, you know, Democrats like to drink blood. Kyrsten Sinema and her body parts, she's talking about them, so we're talking about them. We're at 888-630-9625.
Screw your freedom.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
These days, it's getting harder and harder to find savings. But you may have more cash than you realize in your home's equity. Unlock it today with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars from your home. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could get all that cash in as little as 3 weeks. Put your hard-earned money to work. Pay down high-interest debt and combine your balances into one simple, low monthly payment. Now is your perfect opportunity to take control of your financial future. So what are you waiting for? When you want to consolidate debt and simplify your finances, Rocket can. Call 8338-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get where you want to go. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Emergencies can happen at any time. Your power is out, no lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every family to have an emergency radio. Now, Newsmax, one of America's leading news outlets, wants you to get a world band radio free with Newsmax magazine. This powerful emergency radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries with a hand crank generator and includes a super LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, FM band, and even a USB to charge cell phones. This Dynamo emergency band radio retails for $30, but get it free with a discounted subscription to Newsmax magazine. Newsmax magazine, like Newsmax TV, gives you the news you can trust. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. Quantities are limited, so order today.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Spring is finally here, and Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up on all your favorites. Visit omahasteaks.com, enter Sizzle into the search bar, and order the Spring Grill Pack today. You'll save over 50%. Plus, you'll get 4 Omaha Steaks burgers and 4 chicken breasts free with your order. Every order is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee to deliver perfection in every single bite, every single time. Visit omahasteaks.com, type keyword Sizzle in the search bar, and order the Spring Grill Pack today. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Sizzle.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
You get Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Okay, well, we've got all kinds of stuff today. Also today, going to play the old audio of my father aboard an aircraft carrier, 1944, the Mediterranean Theater of Operations, an interview he did with Armed Forces Radio, because today is an important anniversary in that regard. And in the meantime, let's go to the telephones. We are at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Mike calling from Germantown, Maryland. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Michael, what do you say?
Awesome. Yeah, I've been listening to this for a while, and I don't think anyone has appreciated and picked up with this Disinformation Governance Board the acronym involved. I mean, like, the Soviets had the KGB. Now they've created the DGB. So now we can refer to it as Biden's DGB, like we used to say Stalin's KGB.
Exactly right. And I saw that on the big board here, and I wanted to come to the phones and let you put it out there, because I was looking at it yesterday and I thought the same thing myself, Michael. I was looking and I thought, you know, DGB, and I thought it's not the greatest abbreviation in the world, the DGB, but you have put it in the proper context, and that's why I wanted to give you credit for correctly assessing the situation. It is the American equivalent of the KGB, or at least the beginning, or an adjunct, a variation on a theme of the KGB, and it is the DGB. And I, from now on, I'm just going to refer to it as the DGB, as Biden's DGB, the Democrat Party's DGB. And here's a question I had just a little while ago, Michael Piercy and I talking, Mike, and that is, why is it the Governance Board? Shouldn't it be like the Disinformation Eradication Board or the Disinformation Elimination Board? No, it's the Governance Board, suggesting they want to govern disinformation and not eradicate or eliminate disinformation. You think that's telling, Michael? I think it's kind of telling.
Yeah, I definitely think so. So, you know, maybe, hey, comparing, coming up with something, the Soviet equivalent, maybe the first truth they've done.
It could. The Ministry of Truth is the, yeah, the DGB. There it is. Joe Biden's DGB, the Democrat Party's DGB. To govern, not eradicate or eliminate disinformation.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You know, Democrats, the left, let me just say the left, but the Democrat Party's been taken over by the left very, very much, and they've brainwashed very effectively many millions of people across the United States of America. They do a lot of demented things, a lot of sick, I think, by any normal standard, a lot of sick things. And here's another one. Just one more. Jezebel. Jezebel. It's a website, and it's just fine. It's pretty good. The, you know, we got this Johnny Depp Amber Heard domestic abuse, defamation, TV show going on. Suburban Washington, just outside of Washington, D.C. in Virginia. And Jezebel is the organization. They wrote that the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, says it wrote Amber Heard's domestic violence op-ed in the Washington Post and timed it to her film release. Now, see, this is what is at the root of this entire thing, that Amber Heard, ex-girlfriend of Elon Musk, by the way, did you see this? Did you see this picture, Michael, of Amber Heard walking along with Elon Musk, and he appears to have a red mark on his face? Have you seen this? So the suggestion is that he's the victim of Amber Heard's physical abuse. I have no reason to believe that's true, but this is the world we live in. It might be disinformation. Maybe the DGB can stamp this out before it makes its way around the world. So the ACLU wrote Amber Heard's domestic violence op-ed in the Washington Post, and because they're helpful, they timed it to her film release. It was Aquaman, right? At the time, it was ready to come out. And I said, hey, we could take a domestic abuse situation. You know, this is taking lemons and making lemonade, right? We could take a domestic abuse situation, a movie star beating up another, actress, and not really a movie star, and we can turn it into a film promo. Now, that's pretty sick, I've got to say, but that's the ACLU and Amber Heard, and she's a lefty and all this stuff. So Jezebel writes, and who wrote the story? Audra Heinrichs wrote the story. Audra Heinrichs. Today, on day 11 of the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation trial, the American Civil Liberties Union revealed in damning testimony that Amber Heard has given just $1.3 million to the organization after promising in 2016 to give them $3.5 million of her divorce settlement to the organization, to the ACLU. So they're shaking her down. Everything is a racket. This is racketeering. Time to trot out the RICO statutes on the ACLU here. And her ex-boyfriend Elon Musk donated nearly half of that money, $500,000 to be exact. I'm not sure $500,000 is nearly half of $1.3 million, but all right, it's a rounding thing. Worse yet, ACLU staffers actually ghost-wrote the Washington Post op-ed at the center of the trial, in which Heard claimed to be a survivor of domestic violence. And they pitched it on her behalf, timed to her release, the release of her then-upcoming film, Aquaman. So, wait a minute. Hey, Amber, you're a victim of domestic violence, and the big movie star physically abused you and emotionally abused you? This could be a great promo for your upcoming movie. Try to make it more cynical, if you could. If it's possible, just amazing. So, and she can't write. She's a Hollywood actress. Have you seen her try to speak? They read other people's words. So naturally, she's got to have somebody else. She plays dress up and make believe for a living, and she's got millions and millions of dollars to give to the ACLU, whether she gives it or not. And Elon Musk is like, yeah, sure, I'll write here. You know, got a college. I'm Picasso. Here's a check for $500,000. No problem. That's lunch money. That's what he tips the guy that gets his car at the valet at his favorite French restaurant in Los Angeles. Lidio. Lidio, what was that movie? L.A. Story? Yeah. L.A. Story, where the restaurant everybody's trying to get into is called Lidio, and they keep calling it Lidio. And then you get to the restaurant, and you see on the awning going into the restaurant, it's Le Idiot, and they give the French pronunciation of Lidio, Le Idiot. And honestly, the ACLU wrote her op-ed for the Washington Post about her suffering through domestic abuse with a movie star. And they timed it for the release of her movie. And then, because she didn't write it herself, the ACLU, you have the ACLU, and then you promise them $3.5 million? Life is different, you know, for the rich. To paraphrase F. Scott Fitzgerald, the rich are different. And these people are certainly different. Woo! They are different. So there it is. Email correspondence shows that Robin Schulman, a communication strategist with the ACLU, actually wrote the first draft of the op-ed in November of 2018, a month before the article was published. She was very distraught. So you had to go through several drafts and take a lot of weeks before you actually deliver it to the Washington Post, run by Dr. Evil. Is this disinformation? Maybe the DGB should be on the case here, too. These people. Can I just say these people? Because these people. Just nuts. There's also another actress by the name of Megan Fox. She has a boyfriend who likes to call himself Machine Gun Kelly. That's the name of an actual old gangster from the 1930s. So, even that is plagiarized. Maybe Joe Biden gave him the name. Megan Fox has a blood-drinking ritual with Machine Gun Kelly and thinks social media is sinister in unrelated news. That's the CNN headline. And this is, I think in this case, it's, you know, bimbo is not a polite term, but in this case, it might apply. Megan Fox would like to clear up what people think about her and her fiancé, Machine Gun Kelly, what a moron, drinking each other's blood. She says, so, you got to start every sentence with so, and they include it in the CNN story. So, comma, I guess to drink each other's blood might mislead people, or people are imagining us with goblets, like we're Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood, she told Glamour magazine in the United Kingdom. It's just a few drops, she says, But yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only. For ritual purposes only. I think this, between this and what they want to teach kids in kindergarten in Florida, I think I might be going to Comet Pizza later today. I kid. It's a little joke. There's no basement. But these people are out of their minds. Would that be fair to say? I think that would be fair to say. They're drinking each other's blood, which is what vampires do. It did remind me when I read the story yesterday of the after-school Satan Club, which they love. The Satanic Temple in Pennsylvania is suing a school district because the school district voted down their effort to create an after-school Satan Club. You know, the Democrats wanted to stand up an after-school Satan Club. At the same time, there is a high school football coach who is, his case is now before the Supreme Court, because after football games, he would take a knee and say a silent prayer on the football field. And they say you can't do that. Now, drinking blood, after school, Satan Club, that stuff is all good, you know. They sharpen their teeth with metal files. These people are unwell. They've organized the unwell. They've unionized the unwell. The unwell, they gather in mobs. They loot. Louis Vuitton, for example. Gucci. They set fires to police stations with the police inside. They lay siege to the White House. Set churches on fire. You see a pattern emerging here at all? And then the children. The children. Here's a graphic novel for your little boy.
God is dead! Satan lives! The year is won!
This was the Clinton household last night. They were having a little dinner party for friends. It was Rosemary's Baby, you know, which was in the Dakota, which was John Lennon's building. And then a Democrat shot him and killed him just outside the building. Because guns don't kill people, Democrats do. But that's another story for another day. So this is your Democrat Party, and I've got to say, I don't think that they're all together well. I really don't. And this is an election year. You can decide. After school Satan party, yes. After school Satan, excuse me, not party, club. The after school Satan, because it's not a one-time thing. You know, you have regular gatherings. And I guess listen to Machine Gun Kelly and sacrifice children by the tens of millions. But you do harvest their organs, so it's not as though it's a complete waste. All right, let's go to the telephones. We've got Joe Biden coming up. We've got my father, audio of my father from 1944 aboard his aircraft carrier after killing some Nazis. You know, it's that's an American tradition. That's good stuff to do. Got to say, you don't want to kill everybody. But Nazis, I think, you know, you get this, especially in 44. You had a green light. Let's go to John calling from Columbia, Maryland. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, TGIF, Chris. Good talking to you.
Welcome.
You know, this whole thing about they're going to censor our free speech and monitor what is correct free speech and what is not correct free speech. Uh-huh. And these are the same people that told us that the Hunter Biden laptop was fake information. And it turns out it was all true. So, you know, I can see that this whole Elon Musk thing has really turned this thing up on its side.
Yeah.
And when you look at the makeup of all the employees of Netflix, it's 99% Democrat. All the employees of Facebook, it's 95% Democrat. All the employees of Google, it's 95% Democrat. The only way that Elon Musk is going to create a diversity among Democrats and Republicans within these organizations is to move it out of California. There's no other way that he's going to do this because these people are not going to play by the rules. I get hacked on Facebook all the time, and the only people taking my password are 95% Democrats. So why wouldn't I get hacked? I mean, they're probably releasing the passwords. I mean, you know, that's how they play games. So I think we really are on the slippery slope of fascism, and I think that's the direction that the Democrat Party are going with this far left agenda,
yeah,
of controlling free speech. And, you know, the only way to enslave somebody is to remove their speech. And that's exactly what this would do. And then that should be the Republican message, is that removing free speech is implementing slavery.
Well, and it is, I've been saying for years, the left is coming for your rights. And on parade this week at the Supreme Court, a First Amendment issue, a high school football coach who they say cannot say a prayer by himself or with others on a football field after a high school football game because it's Satan's property, I guess. Satan? Because it's government property, and I guess they think government is Satan or something. But now the First Amendment says you cannot, the Establishment Clause cannot establish an official religion. I don't believe that constitutes the establishment of an official religion by the state, but that's me. I think it is the free exercise thereof. But the Democrats are against that. So, you know, there is religion. And then we have the DGB, which, you know, they say they're not going to deprive you. They're going to govern your speech because they're the government. So it's an interesting choice of words for the DGB. The disinformation governance, who decides what is disinformation, and the governance, that means they're going to manage and decide what is and what is not disinformation. And they have a board, and the board is headed by this woman. I'm going to play audio of her today. She is really a piece of work. She, speaking of the Hunter Biden laptop and the emails, she said that the, because she's a lunatic, hardcore lefty, that the Hunter Biden emails was a Trump campaign product. That's what she called it. So she's a radical, she's an extremist, she's a liar. She was spreading disinformation. And now she's the Uberführer of the Disinformation Governance Board, the DGB. It's quite an extraordinary time to be alive. And this is, you know, Ronald Reagan famously said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. And boy, our generation, at least on the Democrat side of the fence, is not doing a very good job of protecting and defending the Constitution and the rights, God-given rights, that we enjoy as Americans to pass on these rights to the next generation. We are going to govern information. Honestly, so you've got, you know, they're after the Second Amendment, right? They're after your free speech. The left is coming for your rights. They're after your right to practice your religion. These are not Democrats. These are leftists. These are radicals. These are extremists. And wait till you hear this woman singing her version, her anti-Republican version of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I've she updated the original lyrics. I have updated her lyrics a little bit. Still working on it. I might have to spend the weekend, you know, Lennon and McCartney by myself. And 888-630-9625. Thank you, John. You are correct.
Could it be Satan?
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Emergencies can happen at any time. Your power is out, no lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every family to have an emergency radio. Now, Newsmax, one of America's leading news outlets, wants you to get a world-band radio free with Newsmax magazine. This powerful emergency radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries with a hand-crank generator and includes a super LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, FM band, and even a USB to charge cell phones. This Dynamo Emergency Band radio retails for $30, but get it free with a discounted subscription to Newsmax Magazine. Newsmax Magazine, like Newsmax TV, gives you the news you can trust. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. Quantities are limited, so order today.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature. Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Dirty exterior? Don't scrub it. Wet it and forget it. Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Wet and Forget works over time with Mother Nature to eliminate unsightly black and green stains on the exterior of your home with no scrubbing, power washing, or bleach. Use Wet and Forget on all your outdoor surfaces, including decks, siding, roofs, and patios. Wet and Forget's available in a concentrate or extreme reach hose end. Purchase Wet and Forget in store or online at Lowe's, Menards, Ace, or Walmart.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it?
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. The DinoVite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Spring is finally here, and Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up on all your favorites. Visit omahasteaks.com, enter Sizzle into the search bar, and order the Spring Grill Pack today. You'll save over 50%. Plus, you'll get 4 Omaha Steaks burgers and 4 chicken breasts free with your order. Every order is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee to deliver perfection in every single bite, every single time. Visit omahasteaks.com, type keyword Sizzle in the search bar, and order the Spring Grill Pack today. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Sizzle.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So the DGB is being unleashed on the American people by the left. Make no mistake. Yeah, the First Amendment, the Democrat Party, they're coming for your free speech. They're coming for your religious liberties. When it comes to the press, well, forget about it. And, you know, their right to assemble and petition the government, peaceably assemble, usually involves looting and arson. That's normal now. They're coming for your kids in school. There's a story today out of Chicago, Illinois. The Illinois school district that unveiled their curriculum yesterday, teaching preschoolers about sexual orientation, gender identity. Lessons include teaching pre-K students vocabulary words such as non-binary, which doesn't actually mean anything in this context, but they're indoctrinating and brainwashing the children. They're fighting for after-school Satan clubs. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are drinking one another's blood. And you may remember about a year ago, We did a story on a rapper who goes by the name of Lil Nas. Lil, there are a lot of people that like the Lil thing. Lil Big Bow Wow and Lil this and Lil that. And Lil Nas, he goes by Lil Nas X, or the 10th. I'm not sure. It could be Lil Nas the 10th. Depends on whether he, reads Roman. That'd be a Roman numeral thing. He released Satan shoes, his Satan shoes, with human blood built into the shoes. Do you remember this? Human blood, Michael Pierce remembers, he's nodding. Lil Nas X, he released his Satan shoes with human blood in the soles. He also released a video. You remember the video? He was doing a lap dance on Satan. Had a Satan figure, dressed up like Satan in a full Satan outfit. And he was doing like he was a female stripper, a lap dance. This is a messed up group of people. This is a seriously mental group of people. And that's your Democrat Party. They'd like your vote in the midterm elections. And if you are for non-binary as vocabulary words for pre-K kids, it's grooming. They are these are unwell people. There are a great many of them, and the Democrats have organized them. We call it the Democrat Party, honestly, and it is. It's like Rosemary's Baby on LSD. Times 10,000, times a million, 9/11 times 10,000. These people are not well. You may also remember that Angelina Jolie, who is not well, she used to cut herself as a hobby with sharp things. And her ex-husband, Billy Bob Thornton, who doesn't seem entirely normal either, they used to go around with necklaces hanging around their necks that had one another's blood in the necklaces, little vials of their blood in the necklaces. This is all considered to be normal in hell. But in the United States of America, this wasn't normal until a couple of minutes ago. This is your Democrat Party.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.